The Preston and Steve Daily Podcast is presented by Acme. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors, and the official supermarket of MMR's Preston and Steve Show.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
All right, it is Monday, June 25th, and Kathy is out today. Casey is out today. We'll explain in a little while. I'll handle the news details. We'll start with this. Donald Trump said yesterday that people who entered the U.S. illegally should be deported without appearing before a judge, describing them as invaders. Trump tweeted, while en route to his Virginia golf club, "We cannot allow all of these people to invade our country. When somebody comes in, we must immediately, with no judges or court cases, bring them back from where they came. Our system is a mockery to good immigration policy and law and order." The American Civil Liberties Union responded that doing so would be illegal and unconstitutional. Trump's tweeted comments came after he gave in to public pressure last week and ended the policy began some 2 months ago of taking children away from adults who entered the U.S. together illegally. The Department of Homeland Security said in a fact sheet released Saturday that authorities know the location of all children in custody after separating from them from their families and are working to reunite them. However, it didn't say how long it might take. It said at least 2,053 children taken from their parents are being cared for in facilities funded by the Department of Health and Human Services. A 35-year-old man was shot and killed in front of his young daughters while camping in Southern California. And local television station KCBS reported the police have no leads, suspect, or motive. Mm. Tristan Baudette was found with a chest wound in a tent early Friday at a campsite in Malibu Creek State Park. Police say his two daughters, aged 2 and 4, saw their father get shot but weren't harmed. Baudette was a pharmaceutical company scientist and had taken his daughters camping so his wife, who's a doctor, could study for an exam. Lieutenant Rodney Moore of the L.A. County Sheriff's Office told the Los Angeles Times, "We're working. This is a homicide at this point. We're gathering evidence. It will take some time." I also caught a story late that apparently people have said that they have been shot or shot at this particular campground in the past.
I was just thinking about this over the weekend. You know, I do a lot of hiking into out the Fairmount Park system, and you're out. You're you know, you always think about, oh, animals and so on and so forth. But what about if there's someone who kind of takes up residence, who's sort of a nefarious type and starts preying upon people? Yeah. You'd have a situation like this.
Absolutely. So they're obviously going to look, and they have no idea if these other reports are connected to this particular one, but they are trying to find out who is responsible for this, obviously. Crews are searching for the pilot of a small plane who illegally landed on a secured beach in Cape May, New Jersey. Closed-circuit cameras caught the plane landing at 7:52 p.m. Sunday at the United States Coast Guard Training Center in Cape May.
My name is Amelia Earhart.
Wildwood resident recorded video of a low-flying plane in the area at the same time of this incident. Several law enforcement agencies, including the Cape May County Police, Sheriff, and the Coast Guard Investigative Services, are looking for the pilot. It's not known if the pilot was injured in the landing or was able to flee the landing scene. They have no idea. And the plane's just sitting there.
It's so incredibly weird.
Yeah. The Coast Guard Training Center says that it has heightened security until the incident and is resolved.
But it was on the beach right by the Coast Guard?
Yes. Right on the beach.
Right there, man.
On their beach. Their secured beach. So it's very strange how that happened.
Where their coolers are.
Yeah. And a 9-year-old English bulldog named Zsa Zsa won this year's World's Ugliest Dog contest in Petaluma, California on Saturday night. Zsa Zsa has a long tongue that hangs out of the side of her mouth. I mean, it's huge.
Super long.
Drags on the floor.
The Gene Simmons of dogs.
And a press release said that she, quote, delivered a shower of slobber, as she claimed the title. But in ladylike fashion, she had her nails painted pink for the occasion. Zsa Zsa's owner, Megan Brainerd, will get $1,500 for the win. Brainerd, who lives in Minnesota, found Zsa Zsa on a pet finding site. And this is the 30th year of the annual competition. The tongue on this dog.
It's ridiculous.
It's hilarious.
Ridiculous. But it's a different breed. There's usually what is this again? What's the breed?
Usually it's that hairless breed.
Yeah, that ugly. I know that you're talking about. Yeah.
And they usually, this one's a bulldog.
Yeah. Normally not in this competition.
No, they normally have that hairless breed that usually has three or four like silk. It looks like silk from a corn stalk coming
buggy
out of
eyes.
Head. And the tongue hanging out to the side. But nope, this year it's a bulldog, so Zsa Zsa has won it. All right, let's get to sports this morning. Ball sacks are yummy. Last night in Washington, D.C., the Nationals came back from down from 6-2 to beat the Phillies 8-6 and avoid the sweep. Daniel Murphy's single drove in the tying and go-ahead runs in the eighth inning, and the Nationals won the finale of the three-game series. Phillies are back home tonight. They're going to open up an interleague series against New York Yankees. Vince Velasquez gets the start, and game time is at 7:05. There were three matches in the World Cup yesterday as the first round nears completion. Colombia shut out Poland 3-0, while Japan and Senegal tied at 2. In the other match, England beat Panama 6-1, but there was still a national celebration in Panama because the team scored the country's first ever goal in World Cup history.
Amazing.
So they were just happy about that alone. And in local soccer news, Philadelphia Union beat the Vancouver Whitecaps 4-0 at Talon Energy Stadium on Saturday. And the team also honored the club's greatest goal scorer and our friend, Sebastian Letoux. He was inducted into the Union Ring of Honor at halftime.
Very cool.
And what does it say here? Oh, yeah, the Eagles are still the Super Bowl champs as well. And that is what I have in sports for you. News, the whole thing, my friends. There you go. So,
a lot of it, you have a lot of splaining to do.
I do have some splaining to do because we are shy two members of the program today. Both Kathy and Casey are out, and there is a reason behind that, dear friends. Today it starts.
Delco versus Delco.
This is it.
Who will win? Who will be defeated?
Today is day number one of a five-day-long grudge match. It has been bubbling for five long years.
And this one is not being phoned in. The amount of work you personally, Preston, have put in on this is amazing. But we're looking for fairness. We're looking for a competition. But we're also looking for blood.
Yeah, we're looking for blood. I want to see blood. And it already started this morning in our green room. We had a face-off photo session between Kathy and Casey as they head out for their first mission on Bucksco versus Delco. We're going to be touching base with them shortly after we do the entertainment report here in a little bit. But their first day of competition takes place out in the field. They are out somewhere in the Delaware Valley, and we're going to reveal where they are. Two different locations, and we'll explain what their particular competition is going to be today.
It occurs to me that in the earlier part of the setup for this, two vehicles might be pulled over, assuming a kidnapping is taking place.
It may happen.
Yeah.
So we have them right now out of touch with us. They are not allowed to listen to the radio this morning.
Yeah, they're literally and figuratively in the dark right now. They're blindfolded and they don't know what's going on. They're not listening to the radio. And I love the fact that this is being built with secrecy.
Yeah.
And it's hard to pull off secrecy and also relate to you what's going on.
Right. Yeah. But all will be revealed in due time. We're gonna spill everything that's happening to them and to you who's going to be following along all at the same time. And you guys will know exactly what's happening. But today is day number one of the competition. And we're pretty stoked about what we have in store this week. Whether or not it comes off as planned, probably not. Well, you know, we'll find out. But
20 years at this, we pretty much accept it'll be a disaster. But we savor that.
Yeah, we do. So Marissa's going to be my right-hand man today. She's in the co-pilot seat over here with having all of our production pieces and music ready to go, and she's feeling a little under the weather, so you may not hear much from her today.
I think she deserves the Purple Heart at this point already for what she's doing today, because when you have a pounding headache and all that stuff going on, any type of noise or stuff can be really
and painful. Smells.
And smells,
it
too.
It smells lovely right in this corner, Casey's corner.
And I'm wearing my Limburger cologne.
Well, that's a good thing Casey is out of the studio.
Yeah.
I know there's a standard scent
that's
in that area, but it won't be augmented by his actual presence here in the studio this morning. So we're going to do our best. And outside of Bucksco versus Delco, like I said, we're going to get started shortly after 7 o'clock. And pick your side, people. We want you to root on one of these champions, even if you live in a neutral territory, Montgomery County, or if you live in Philadelphia or in the Lehigh Valley or in New Jersey or Delaware. Go ahead and pick one and root for them anyway.
Absolutely.
You know, we want to have people get behind each one of these competitors and find out what's going to happen. It's... It's up in the air. I think this is going to be as close as it was 5 years ago.
And lest you forget, it was close. It came down to the last day and I think one or two questions.
Yep. So we're excited about what we have in store. Let's see how it plays out. We're also going to have on the program today, Wawa CEO Chris Geissens is going to be here. The Wawa Welcome America Celebration and Wawa Hoagie Day start this week. Thursday is Wawa Hoagie Day. I'll be on location. I've been hosting the last few years. Steve, you stepped in for me the 1 year I couldn't make it. Thank you so much for that.
I did too, and I loved it, Preston.
And we have Chris Geissens, who is down there for the celebrations as well. He'll be stopping in. So Thursday, free hoagies, man. It's an awesome day. Independence Visitor Center lawn and the National Constitution Center. Hopefully the weather's going to hold out. We'll keep an eye on that. And our buddy Mark Summers is going to be on the program today, too, because he hosted HQ last night. What is HQ? You got to remind me of
that. That's that online app game. Scott Rogalski is the host, and Mark has been a fan of Scott's. He does a really great job, and Scott has been a longtime fan of Mark Summers. So they've had
they've had a few
celebrity co-hosts and stuff like that. I watched it all last night. It was hilarious, and the whole thing was a tribute to Double Dare last night.
Okay.
So they were co-promoting, and Double Dare premieres tonight on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, the reboot happens on Nickelodeon tonight, so we're going to talk to Mark around 9 o'clock or so. So there you go, dear friends. Those are a few things that are going on. And also with Wawa stopping by today, we'll have some giveaways in conjunction with that, getting ready for the Welcome America celebration. So we have those things and more. We're stoked about Bucksco versus Delco starting today. We'll get it all underway in a little bit. Got to take a quick break, come back in a second, have a stupid question and our entertainment report to roll out to you. Stay with us on this beautiful, sunny Monday morning. We'll be right back.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, when I want to relax, I go to Hand & Stone Massage Facial Spa. Listen, whether you want a rejuvenating massage or refreshing facial, Hand & Stone is the place to go. Introductory massages or facials start at just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com or one of their 50 locations in the Delaware Valley. Restrictions apply. See spa for details.
Are you ready for love? If so, Stephen makes it easy, handpicking diamonds to create a stunning engagement ring that's guaranteed to take her breath away. Stephen Singer Jewelers, real love experts at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, or IHateStephenSinger.com.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Yes, thank you very much. Nick is handling the traffic duties, usually not taking place, but we've had to shift some responsibilities this morning with both Kathy and Casey being out of the studio, and we're going to get there. We'll get in a groove.
Shifty.
Next couple hours or so. We're going to do a stupid question this morning. I'm going to give away a pair of tickets to the to our friend Six Flags Great Adventure, and they present the July 4th Fest at Six Flags, courtesy of Coca-Cola.
That's cool.
And it's June 30th through the 4th. So here is your question today. The first five books of the Hebrew Bible are called what? 215-263-WMMR. The first five books of the Hebrew Bible are called the what? 215-263-WMMR.
They're all Harry Potter and, correct?
No, not that.
Oh, okay. That's a Harry Potter series.
Harry Potter
of course.
Series, yeah. All right, so we're going to go through some birthdays today. It is Monday, June 25th. It is Mike Kroger, bassist of Nickelback, half-brother of frontman Chad Kroger. I think he's the one that we've been reporting on selling his property in Hawaii and picking up a new place in California.
They're fabulously wealthy.
Yeah.
Chad Kroger especially, because he has all the songwriting credits.
Yep. So Mike, not too shabby as well.
He sold his volcano property in Hawaii.
Is 46 years old today.
He listed that place in Maui for $4.9 million.
Jesus.
It's gorgeous,
and
too,
it's
man.
A fixer-upper.
it's up on a cliff. It's stunningly beautiful. Jimmy Walker, actor and comedian.
JJ Jimmy Walker.
He's the one, yep, from Good Times. JJ Jimmy is celebrating his 71st birthday today.
I remember when I was doing stand-up, Preston, I appeared at a club called Chuckles in Mineola, Long Island, and on the wall in the back, all the comedians had signed the wall. And Jimmy Walker signed it, "One of the nicest places I played on my way down."
Nice. He's a bit of a curmudgeon.
He can be a bit of a curmudgeon. Yeah.
My best friend, I remember when I was a kid, we were in like first grade or whatever, he had a JJ doll.
Wow.
And you pull the string.
And what did it say?
Dynamite! Right.
Of course.
And all that stuff. So there was a time where he was just absolutely huge.
And it was never intended for him to be the main focus of the show. But as he shows a lot of times play out,
yep,
character catches and you run with it.
71 today. Tim Finn, singer and guitarist for a couple of great bands. Crowded House.
Love Crowded House.
And Split Enz, if you remember.
Yes.
Yeah, that song called I Got You.
I saw both. I saw them as Split Enz and I saw them as Crowded House.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Nice. I always liked him. He's got a great voice, and I love that song from Split Enz. I Got You, and it's, you know, the chorus is, I don't know why sometimes I get frightened.
It's a great song.
So
is he touring with Fleetwood Mac?
You know what? Yes, he's replacing Lindsey Buckingham.
That's right,
in the band. You're right about that. Hey, this is it. Good call, Marissa. So Tim Finn, 66 years old today. Linda Cardellini, the actress.
Love her.
Velma in the Scooby-Doo movies. She was in was she on Freaks and Geeks?
She was. Yeah, that's where she was in that whole Apatow crowd there at the beginning.
Mad Men and Avengers Age of Ultron. She plays Hawkeye's wife.
Who's wonderful. She's also the quasi-love interest in Brokeback Mountain.
You're right. So she is 43 years old today. Definitely wonderful.
She's on this Disturbed show that Kathy and I watch called Bloodline on Netflix. And Preston, and I know you get, there's always a million recommendations out there, but it's this really dark drama that takes place in the Florida Keys. And she's this sister, and there's this murder that gets involved. And okay. Yeah, it's
are there alligators?
There are not. Yes, there is an alligator. Yes.
I'm on board.
Yeah. But Bloodline on Netflix. Very good show.
Casey wouldn't be disappointed.
No.
Angela Kinsey from The Office.
Yes.
She's also in, License to Wed, and she was in The Hot Wives.
She was Dwight Schrute's love interest and Ed Helms' love interest.
Okay, gotcha. And then we have, there was another one I saw here, Busy Phillips.
Yes.
Not Bijou Phillips.
No.
Busy Phillips.
I like her.
Of that crew. She was on Cougar Town, and she was in...
Her sister, Laconic Phillips, is
just not that sweet into you.
And she was on Freaks and Geeks as well.
She was? She?
Okay.
Yeah, she was the cool chick.
Ricky Gervais, creator of The Office, by the way, and extras, and host of the Golden Globes for Stretch Out.
He did a great job, man.
He is 57. And then the last one I saved simply for the name, Zimzum.
Zimzum?
Yes. Also known as Timothy Linton, ex-guitarist of Marilyn Manson.
Zimzum.
I was not familiar with Zimzum.
Well, doesn't Zimzum violate the code of musicians in the Marilyn Manson band?
Yeah.
Right? You explained it to me.
A supermodel and a serial killer.
Was there a serial killer named Zum?
I don't know. And I don't remember of a supermodel named Zim. So maybe he bucked the trend.
Yeah.
But Zimzum is 49 years old today.
Zimzum, your table's ready.
Happy birthday to you, dear Zimzum.
Wait. So here, by using the stage name Zimzum, Linton became the first member of the Marilyn Manson, the band, to not use a stage name that combined the sex symbols first and the serial killer's last name.
I better wait.
Right. He broke the trend.
There it is. Zimzum, we hardly knew ye. All right,
he's still alive.
Let's see. I know.
We're just hoping.
Okay. Look,
he doesn't look alive. We're looking at a picture of him, and he's got the corpse makeup on.
He trains at a Planet Fitness.
Corpse paint. All right, let's see if we can get an answer to this. What is the name? No, I'm sorry. What are the first
five? What is the name of Zimzum?
The first five books of the Hebrew Bible are called what? 215-263-WMMR. Let's go to Kathy. Hey, Kathy, good morning.
Hey, all I did was get out of the shower.
Well, you're nice and clean then. I love it. All right, so Kathy, give me the name of the first five books of the Hebrew Bible called?
That would be the Torah.
The Torah.
Yeah!
Love it. One moment, Kathy. We're going to have you hang on, and we're going to give you a pair of tickets to Six Flags Great Adventure. Coca-Cola presents July 4th Fest at Six Flags daily, June 30th through July 4th. Save on admission, and you can get exclusive early ride times with any can of Coke. 5 days of fireworks, Coke, and Six Flags. It's the area's most thrilling celebration. Well, at the box office this weekend, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom made $150 million.
It actually exceeded the prediction.
Yeah, for number one. Got a couple of texts this morning. Some people who went out to see it and said they absolutely loved it.
Well, it seemed they just basically threw everything at the wall. Like you guys were saying, said it was just fun.
I really enjoyed Jurassic World. Yeah, it is. And sometimes I'm critical of Check Your Brain in the Door movies.
Yeah.
But this one, especially the way that they set it up at the beginning, actually makes sense coming off of what happened in Jurassic World. And Chris Pratt and is he's fantastic.
A perfect example of a check your brain at the door that doesn't work is Pacific Rim Uprising.
Okay. Oh, really?
I watched it over the weekend. It's the effects are really good, but it's like, what are we doing here, folks?
Okay. Incredibles 2 had another big one at 80.9 million.
You know what that means?
Second place.
That's Michael Giacchino did the soundtrack for the top two movies.
Nice. You're right.
He did Incredibles 2 and Jurassic Absolutely. World.
That means he gets his bonus.
Ocean's 8 was third, then Tag. Deadpool 2 is still in the top five. That's been out for a while. Solo, A Star Wars Story is number 6. Hereditary, Superfly, Avengers Infinity War at 9. And then wrapping up the top 10 was Won't You Be My Neighbor, which is the Mr. Rogers documentary.
Yeah, yeah.
I really want to see that. Well, this was lovely. Former Game of Thrones stars Kit Harington and Rose Leslie got married on Saturday. Yes. They celebrated with a church service followed by a rollicking bash at Leslie's ancestral castle in Scotland. Remember, she's Scottish royalty.
Yeah, you can do stuff like that when you're Scottish.
Yeah, the couple and guests arrived for the afternoon service at Rain Church, which is near her family's 900-year-old Wardhill Castle.
I'm looking at the wedding picture here, Preston. I think maybe you might agree. I'm not too happy with what she did with her hair.
Yeah, it's a little too short.
I don't like it. Yeah. And I love short hair on particular women, but she's kind of known for her little bit of a mane, right?
Long, wonderful ginger hair. But the way that it is, it looks a little bit messy.
Unkempt? Like she, yeah. Come on, man.
Harrington wore a mourning suit, and Leslie donned a flowing ivory gown and veil.
So he was sad.
Not mourning like that. Mourning early in the a.m. They greeted the members of the public who gathered to congratulate them. Among the guests were Game of Thrones co-stars Peter Dinklage, Maisie Williams, Sophie Turner, and Emilia Clarke. So all the biggies were there.
No Dustin Diamond?
No Dustin Diamond. He wasn't in Game of Thrones. The 31-year-olds met in 2012 on the set of the HBO show. They played a couple as Jon Snow and Ygritte. Leslie left the show in 2014. Currently, she stars in The Good Fight. I was totally won over by her when she came by here for.
She's great,
just fantastic.
You know what? And the movie,
they've both been here. He was awesome too
for Pompeii.
Yeah,
and she was here for the Last Witch Hunter.
Yeah,
which was actually not bad.
Really,
it's a popcorn check your brain at the door movie, but it's not that bad.
Okay, well, those two got married.
There's my rave review. Not that bad.
It's not that bad.
Small family.
Speaking of family, Modern Family.
Modern Family.
Star Sarah Hyland is feeling better after a serious health scare and has been released from the hospital, according to reports.
She's had medical issues all her life.
Yeah, in fact, she underwent a kidney transplant in April of 2012. So, yeah. You know, the real deal, man.
Yeah.
In the magazine 17, a month later, she had explained that she had had a condition called kidney dysplasia, which prevented her kidneys from developing in utero properly. She's been candid with fans about her health issues and the weight fluctuations and chronic pain that they've caused. So she's battled this chronic kidney condition her whole life. She posted a selfie on Friday showing a swollen, exhausted-looking face.
She's a beautiful girl, but she doesn't actually pack on weight. Her face gets swollen, okay. And you can tell.
She wrote, "Sometimes a selfie is more than just a good angle and feeling cute. This time for National Selfie Day, I've decided to share my truth, as painful as it is. So here's my face that was torn from work against my will." And she wrote, "But I'm very grateful that it was. Health should always come first." Yeah, she looks pretty swollen in this picture.
I go to a place that's right next to a dialysis center, and you see people, you know that when they're going in, they're going in for hours.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. In a separate post, Hyland shared that she had been taken to the hospital Monday, saying that she couldn't wait to her... to her precious angel princess dog, who she couldn't assist wait to. I think wait for her precious angel princess dog, who she also credited with knowing that she was ill. According to People, she was released Saturday and is recovering. Her boyfriend, Pete Wells, gave her a sweet shout out on Instagram, posting a recent pic of them together and saying that he was coming home soon, baby. All right, on Sunday, and first I saw this, I was like, wait a minute, Joe Jackson has cancer? Like,
yeah,
you know,
the 80s icon.
Stepping out tonight and everything? No. Joe Jackson, the patriarch of the Jackson family.
Yeah.
He's been
pretty much estranged.
Michael's dad and everyone's dad.
Yeah.
He posted a thoughtful reflection on life as he remains hospitalized with what they're calling terminal cancer. He wrote, "I have seen more sunsets than I have left to see. The sun rises when the time comes, and whether you like it or not, the sun sets when the time comes. It was alongside a silhouetted photo of himself standing near the ocean during a sunset.
So he's made peace?
I guess. The note comes after the 89-year-old was hospitalized on Friday in Las Vegas with terminal cancer, according to a Jackson family source. The source also revealed that Jackson had been battling the illness for some time, and doctors recently told members of the family that he has limited time to live because the cancer cannot be treated.
I wonder, where does he stand with the relationships of the various family members?
Yeah.
Because he was kind of a brutal dad growing up.
Yep. He's faced other hospitalizations, including last year, where rumors of his death swirled after he was admitted to a Los Angeles hospital due to a high fever that occurred during a routine checkup. His daughter Janet was in a similarly reflective mood on Saturday at the 2018 Radio Disney Music Awards, where she was honored with the Impact Award. During her speech, she thanked her fans for the honor and noted that her mother Catherine, father Joe, and siblings, including the late Michael, made her who she is today. So I'm not sure how much time he's got left, but apparently they're saying it's terminal. So we'll see if that is indeed the case or not. Lantern Capital Partners is going to shell out $287 million for the Weinstein Company, even though the previously agreed upon price was $310 million.
Oh, they got it at a savings. All you need is a massive sexual scandal to drive down the price.
Right. It's $23 million cheaper. According to the company's attorney, Paul Zumbro.
And they had a coupon.
He said at a Delaware bankruptcy court on Friday. Really? They're doing this in Delaware?
Yeah, why not? It's tax-free shopping, Preston.
Yeah. The Weinstein Company library holds 277 feature films, though some have been used previously in debt restructuring, so they don't hold the full rights to all of them. But some celebrities, including Meryl Streep, Eminem, and Quentin Tarantino, are objecting to the bankruptcy sale, claiming that the Weinstein Company owes them money. Lantern will take over operation of it as Lantern Entertainment starting on July 1st.
Will they have to reconcile those debts before they can...
It's a good question.
Move forward?
Don't really know the answer to
Let
that.
Let me check my vast law library, Preston.
Please do.
I'll get back to you.
All right. ABC, it's next to the,
yes,
the statuettes.
Exactly, right next to my Batman doll. Mm-hmm.
Okay. ABC is pulling episode 2 of its new reality series, The Proposal. Erica Danae Meschke said that Michael J. Friday facilitated a sexual assault that took place when they met for a Tinder date.
I saw this. Did they explain exactly what facilitates means? Did he commit it? Did he allow it to happen? Did he create an environment in which it could occur?
Well, this is what she wrote. In a public post on Facebook, she said, one of the men pictured here was directly responsible for my date rape.
Woo.
After keeping this buried for nearly 8 months and seeing this man continue to succeed and not be held accountable for his actions, I've had enough. I've lost sleep, relationships, self-esteem, trust, and countless other things because of that night.
Is appearing on The Proposal technically succeeding?
And she said, I'm done keeping it quiet. She said that when they met for the first time, he was accompanied by two men in their 50s. She claims that she was drugged and then taken into an upstairs room by one of the men and assaulted. Wow. I'm not even familiar with The Proposal.
I think. All right. There's a new one that premiered just recently where you take it all the way to marriage in super short order.
Is this any different than any of the other ones?
I think it's probably nowhere near different.
I think it's from the guy who used to write for The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Right.
And so he branched off and...
Okay. I love you.
I think the one, though, when they get married in short order, Steve, is that... is it Married at First Sight or whatever?
That was another one that was older, though.
God almighty.
That's been around for a while.
Have you ever watched any of that show?
It's horrible.
They meet and literally get married right then and there.
And then you follow their, how's it going?
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, so nice to see you.
Exactly. Has any of those worked?
Some of them have hung on, and or at least for the duration of...
For the show, the
year or whatever they follow them. That's a good question,
Steve. I wonder, they're probably incentivized to stay together at least to give them enough content for the show.
Yeah, yeah. Fixer Upper stars, Chip Gaines... And announced that he and his wife and fellow host Joanna have given birth to their fifth child.
Yeah.
It's a boy named Crew.
Oh, my God. I didn't even send a gift for the fourth one.
Oh, wow.
Steve.
I've never heard Crew before.
C-R-E-W?
Yeah. So he tweeted, and then there were five. Chip and Joanna recently celebrated their 15th wedding anniversary. Crew joins Drake, Ella, Duke, and Emmy K.
Those are some unique names.
So 8, 9, 11, 13, and then a newborn.
I don't think I like the name Crew.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Because people always think there's a whole bunch of people showing up.
Yeah.
Crew will be here later on.
Right. Anthony Bourdain, by the way, did not have narcotics in his system at the time of his death, officials said on Friday. The chef, author, and parts unknown host committed suicide in France earlier this month. He was 61, but apparently they didn't find anything in him. So I guess that means he did it of his, you know.
Yeah, he was not under any drug when he made the decision to take his life. And if you saw him leading up to that, he was in really good shape and really good health, you know. So sad.
It is. Yep, continues to be. After halting production in May when the show Catfish, its host and executive producer Neb Shulman was accused of misconduct, MTV has resumed production of the reality show.
Oh, good.
Aren't you
coming back?
I'm tired of watching the repeats.
I know, right? Yeah.
God damn it. I've seen this one. When is there going to be a new Catfish episode with Neb Shulman?
An investigation found the claims to be not credible and without merit, according to Deadline.
I'm glad that they're reviewing these things before they slam the door shut now on all these accusations. But in this particular case, I don't care.
MTV said in a statement, although we never received a formal complaint, MTV and Critical Content immediately engaged an independent third-party investigator. The independent investigator found the allegations made in the YouTube videos to be not credible and without merit. So they're YouTube videos? Okay.
Well, it's okay. Yeah, but he also has an MTV series and the YouTube videos. So I guess that was part of the YouTube component that they reviewed, right?
Well, I guess the allegations were made in a YouTube video, so whatever.
They had a third party, VH1, reviewed.
We spent more time on Catfish than we probably should have.
Yeah. No.
Moving along.
There's still much more to investigate. This runs deep. This is like we're basically talking to Deep Throat in the parking garage right now.
NCIS's Wilmer Valderrama's WV Entertainment has signed a 2-year first look deal with CBS TV Studios.
This is a major coup for Wilmer Rabadaba.
Wilmer Valderrama.
I know.
He has also signed a new pact to continue on NCIS as Special Agent Nick Torres.
Your wife watches that all the time, right?
She watches all of them.
Is he good on that? He's good.
I don't watch those, so I have no idea. I don't know. I've always liked him. You know,
he's good actually actor. Good. He was. They did a series on the El Rey Network from Dusk Till Dawn. They can carry it on from the movie, and he was a baddie in that, and he was really good.
He said, as someone who immigrated to the United States at 14 years old, I am immensely passionate about this opportunity to create engaging and culturally relevant projects with CBS Television Studios.
I am very engaged.
So now he's on board. How about this, man? Brigitte Nielsen. We knew she was pregnant.
Yeah.
And sure enough, she welcomed her fifth child at age 54.
That is wild.
Isn't it?
That is wild. The child president, they were saying, the people who were in the delivery room, the child walked out standing up.
I believe it. She's a big woman. By that, I mean,
she's like 6'1".
She's an Amazon woman.
She's a complete Amazon.
She's really tall.
She played Red Sonja.
That's right.
Yeah.
In her prime, I thought she was pretty stunning.
But then she started plastic surgering herself to death, and it was crazy.
Yeah, but like Beverly Hills Cop 2 era?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she was really sexy.
That's when she was my wife. Just alone.
Her and
they were married.
They were married.
We were married, I should say.
I'm sorry.
Why would I say they? It's crazy.
But it's you.
Yeah, I'm punch drunk.
Did they have any kids? Or did you have any kids? Yeah, I'm sorry.
We had Fez.
Yeah, that's right.
Crew.
I forgot.
And Tenacia.
Tenacia?
No, we had no children.
Okay. The model actress Tenacia.
I don't know why we chose that kind of name.
He used to call her
my Tower of Power.
Really?
That was my nickname for her, my Tower of Power. She's my Tower of Power.
So she was your Tower
of Power? Tower of Power.
What was that again?
Tower of Power.
Okay, so the model actress and reality TV star gave birth to a girl named Frida on Friday.
Frida Felcher?
No, I don't think it was Frida Felcher. She and her husband, Mattia Desi, told people that Frida weighed in at 5 pounds, 9 ounces. That's kind of a small baby. We were overjoyed to welcome our beautiful daughter into our lives. It's been a long road, and so worth it. We've never been more in love, they told People. The pair have been married since 2006. What I don't know is if she has any children before this.
She does. Okay. I believe she does. I actually kind of like her. I've seen interviews with her. Not that that'd be surprising, but she's always been kind of a weird sort of pop culture thing going on.
Well, you know what? When I kind of liked her, oddly enough, was on The Surreal Life.
That's right. Yeah, with the Flavor Flav.
She and Flavor Flav had a thing.
That's exactly where I
And it was so bizarre.
But it seemed legit.
It was kind of fun, you know? And I liked her on that.
That's exactly where I said, all right, maybe she's, I don't know, it's quirky, it's weird.
Yeah.
She likes the guy with the Viking helmet. Why not?
Why not?
She's been married 5 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There's a picture of...
Hey, who else was to me?
There was a picture of her and Stallone and Ron and Nancy Reagan together.
She married them.
No.
How would you like to marry a really tall chick, mommy?
That was in 1985. There's a pretty wild picture of the four of them together. So
yeah, that is wild.
Hung out at some point. All right. So Fox is issuing release date news at an as-yet-untitled film starring Christian Bale and Matt Damon about a team of engineers and designers at Henry Ford II nabbed to build a car that would vanquish the one created by rising race car company Ferrari at the 1966 Le Mans World Championship.
Matt Damon.
It is set to open June 28th of next year.
Matt Damon.
It's called Stuber.
Stuber?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is something else.
Matt Damon.
Stuber is a comedy about an Uber driver.
Okay.
He gets pulled into a cop's investigation for a killer.
So the movie about the Ford car
is not Stuber.
That's not Stuber.
No, it's something
I thought
else.
That was a brand of car that I had not heard of.
I thought it was
like
a guy's.
Yetzel.
I thought it was a guy's name. Well, there was
Have
a Studebaker.
I know, yeah.
It was a Studebaker, so it's in that ballpark.
What do you call your new invention? It's called the Stuber.
So Stuber is a comedy about an Uber driver who gets pulled into a cop's investigation for a killer. It's been dated for May 24th.
Talking about trailers for upcoming movies, I happened to see one yesterday I had not heard of. It's the new Robert Zemeckis movie with Steve Carell.
Yeah, man.
Have you seen the trailer for that?
Yeah.
Preston, Nick, he has, it's like a Walter Mitty type existence.
Okay.
Where he lives through these like G.I. Joes and stuff like that. But they do like CGI so that it's his head on these
it's
a bizarre thing.
It's called Welcome to Marwin, and so there's like this doll of Steve Carell that is sort of his fantasy life separate from his real life. He gets bullied. He's been apparently attacked by Nazis in real life. Man shows
Busy
up.
Man, yeah.
So all of these real-life characters have doll counterparts, and the name of the movie is called Welcome to Marwin, and I guess it comes out in November, and like Steve said, it's a Robert Zemeckis movie. It looks bizarre.
Okay. But it looks really, really good, yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. Nick just pulled up the trailer. That's pretty wild.
Isn't that wild?
And did it say it was based on a true story or something like that?
Maybe a guy lived in a fantasy world.
I don't know.
I don't know. But you know, I think it has seems to have sort of the whimsy of like Forrest Gump.
Dude, this looks awesome.
Doesn't it?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, we'll look for that one to come out down the road. By the way, in Stuber, Kumail Nanjiani and Dave Bautista are starring in
that. Yeah, then I'd order two tickets to see Stuber. You'd put them aside under the name Stallone.
You two are back Stuber. Together? You're going to a movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, okay.
My Tower of Power and I want to go see Stuber.
Okay, sit near the back so people can see over her. All right, and then what else? Two more things. Forrest Whitaker is trying to save his endangered and pregnant daughter from a cataclysmic, possibly alien event in a movie called How It Ends.
I thought this was real life for a second.
No.
What the hell's going on?
Adding to the drama, Whitaker's character hates his son-in-law. The streamer shared the apocalyptic trailer Friday.
Scott Disick.
Is this on Netflix?
Is this?
Yeah.
It doesn't even say that in this goddamn story. Why do they write this stuff this
and
way?
Where's that? Where are those dog pictures
it,
I was supposed
to? It says here, the streamer shared the apocalyptic trailer Friday. The film drops July 13th. There was no mention of Netflix in here anywhere.
But it's funny, though, because, I mean, we've talked about this before. These movies will just show up on Netflix with not a lot of fanfare and advance hype.
Listen, that Will Smith movie,
yeah.
Glow, I was just like, I had no forewarning of it, and I just saw it there, and I'm like, oh.
It was announced.
Let's watch it.
And it was there.
And it was a, you know, full budget film starring Will Smith that got zero press, and there you go.
It's the new normal.
Yeah. All right, and then one last thing. Listen to this, Steve. American horror slasher classic Child's Play may be coming to television. The series creator Don Mancini teased the project on Twitter, writing, "Do not adjust your set." And the film series launched in 1988 and stars Chucky, of course, the demonic doll. The most recent installation in the series was 2017's Cult of Chucky.
Which I saw.
Any good?
They're going for, you know, they're going for outlandish. I mean, it was outlandish to begin with, but they're going for a lot of comedy,
yeah.
Comedy horror. And I get it, it's fun. I've always liked the series, you know, but I'm curious as to how they would stretch this out over a series. Mm-hmm. Not unless they did something like on Netflix.
No word on casting dates or networks as of now.
Now, the doll, you know, in all the earlier films, it was all practical effects. They were animatronic dolls. Now they just CGI them.
Yeah. All right, we're ready for clips. Can I get a drum roll, please, Marissa? Thank you. Whose Line Is It Anyway? Airs a new episode tonight, 8 p.m. Oh, look, it's Wayne Brady. Talking about how improv isn't easy for everyone. Here we go.
Life, that prepares you to do improv. See, I think that's the crux of it. People look at Whose Line and they go, oh, it's so funny, it's so easy. I'll get up and do that. You can't.
Shut the f*** up.
Whose Line Is It Anyway? Airs tonight, 8 p.m. on the CW. Somebody corrected me. The Will Smith movie was not Glow. It was Bright.
Bright.
Bright, Glow.
Light.
Light, bang. Bright. Glowing. Next, but thank you for the correction. I appreciate it.
Stuber.
Drummer. let's see. Next clip. Here we go. Becca Cuffrin learned a lot from known knucklehead Ari Lyndike Jr., both good and bad. Here host Chris Harrison points out something no Bachelorette fan expected. Here we go.
I think she definitely sympathizes with Ari now. You know, I don't know if she's going to go down the same road as Ari, but I think she understands now how that can happen.
Thank you. The Bachelorette airs tonight, 8 p.m. on ABC. There you go, my friend.
Okay.
And that's what I have for you. In the Entertainment Report, thank you to Marissa Magnata for wrangling all those clips and getting that stuff ready for me. We are shy. Two members of the Preston and Steve Show in the studio this morning. Our warring competitors draw first blood today. In mere minutes, it starts. And we are going to get those two on the air in a moment. I'm talking about Casey and Kathy.
Rocky and Apollo Creed.
I agree.
Yeah.
Bucks Co. versus Delco. Day number one starts today. 5 years later, a new competition is taking place.
So since the beginning, since we first had the first Delco versus Bucks go, we have not heard the end of it over the course of the years, how there was issues with questions and so on and so forth. Of course, Kathy was thrilled because she won, but there were questions as to how it was laid out and played out. You've gone to extraordinary measures, Preston, to try to ensure equity in this competition.
Fairness. That's what we're going for.
Yeah.
So there's no bitching, and there will be no matter what. But we're going to see how it plays out this week.
Yeah. But and we're starting. Did we start last time around with an out on the
I don't think we
road?
Began that way. I don't even know how it started.
We're starting
week.
Big.
Yeah.
You guys want to take bets on who bitches first?
Kathy.
You think so?
She was bitching on the way out.
Okay.
The bitching has already
begun. She wasn't bitching. She was instructing me of things to do.
And, okay.
Yeah, but she was... It would be unfair to say bitching. Maybe they're both bitching.
She was a little worried last night about what she should wear today.
She did say F you to us as we were leaving the conference
right,
call.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And that conversation continued. She asked me on the call and then texted me afterwards whether she should dress appropriately.
Well, all right. Here's what we're going to say. Yeah. For now, right now, we have two people... They're blindfolded. They're not allowed to listen to the radio.
No.
They're on to two separate locations, and we are going to get the first competition started in just a moment for Bucksco versus Delco. We'll do the official intro. We'll lay it all out, and we'll see how this goes. It begins today. We'll be back in just a moment. Do not miss it.
Become an MMR VIP. Get early access to concert pre-sales, special deals, and VIP-only contests. You'll get our newsletter about twice a month, most of which you'll find worthwhile. Sign up now at WMMR.com.
Kings of Leon, use somebody on 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks, Preston and Steve Show, 19 minutes after 7 o'clock. What a beautiful looking Monday morning. Sunshine, a light breeze. Temperature's getting up to about 84 degrees. Can't ask for much more. on a summer day. Clouds making their way in tomorrow. The high of about 80. And then Wednesday, mostly cloudy, high of an 80-degree day. We will have our buddy Mark Summers on the program later on this morning. He hosted HQ last night, and Double Dare debuts tonight on Nickelodeon. We've got the Wawa Welcome America celebrations coming up, and Wawa Hoagie Day starts on Thursday. So we will have the CEO of the company, Chris Geisen, great guy, stopping by this morning. And we're going to get it started in just a moment. I'm talking about Bucksco versus Delco. And things are a little bit, we're shy, two members here in the studio, so we're running a little bit on low on assistance, but we're doing our best. Marissa, I need you to move the traffic bed up there, because that's next, and Nick is going to handle our traffic duties. So what's going on so far this morning, Nick?
Yeah, it started off nice this morning, Preston. It's quickly gotten worse. The PA Turnpike is jammed westbound from Willow Grove to the Mid-County Tolls. Schuylkill eastbound is stopped in between the Boulevard and Spring Garden with an accident on the shoulder blocking traffic. The Boulevard itself is stopped heading south between Ridge and the Schuylkill because of a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane. 95 South is also jammed in between Cottman and Girard. Across the bridge in New Jersey, 55 North is slow from Deptford to 42, and 42 backs down approaching 295. This traffic report is brought to you by Account Temps. Need additional help closing the books? Account Temps can help you find the right fit, like bookkeepers or other accounting and finance professionals, on a temporary basis and fast. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
All right, thank you very much, Nick. Okay, so since right about the sun was coming up this morning, our competitors got set and in place and ready to go, and they were out the door well before we started this program today.
They were blindfolded in our parking lot, got into the vehicles, and were driven to destinations.
Yes, so they are waiting. They have been sitting there patiently.
I'm sure patiently.
Very patiently, I'm sure, but quiet and cooperative and everything, and all set to go. So you guys ready to get this thing started?
Yes, let's do this.
Let's begin.
Preston and Steve present an epic battle between two warring counties to determine supremacy. One will rule, one will drool. So gird your loins for battle as WMMR presents Bucksco versus Delco.
Yes. Bucksco versus Delco. We're getting it started, gang.
Who will win? Who will be defeated?
5 years later.
No one can know.
And our competitors are ready to go. Who's going to be victorious? There's only one way to find out, and that's to actually start the competition and make this thing happen. And as we said, we've stepped it up this year. It's going bigger and better and more competitive than ever before.
Last year, it was simply, I think, between two individuals trying to work things out through competition. Now the weight of entire counties, I think, is riding on this.
I think that the people in Delaware County have been waiting for a long time.
Judging by what we've heard and seen from the people who are urging them on to success, it's gotten very passionate.
It has. All right, you guys ready to begin this
Let's
thing?
Let's do this.
All right, I'm going to bring up our competitors on the phone line. They are each in separate locations, and I have an official intro that I'm going to get started right now as we get ready to begin. Bucksco versus Delco. Let me make sure that we have both of them on the line. Casey, can you hear me?
No. Yes.
Kathy, can you hear me?
Bucksco. Oh. Bucksco.
Listen,
Bucksco.
They are ready to go.
Yes.
They're set to go clearly. So, Casey and Kathy, welcome to day number one and what we're calling Operation Evac. This is a race against each other. This mission will test your resourcefulness, ingenuity, and knowledge of your homeland. Now, let you guys know, you haven't had a chance to see where you are yet. You're still wearing your blindfolds, but I will tell you this, and I'm going to tell you when to take them off. But you have been placed deep within hostile territory this morning. That is correct. You're deep within hostile territory while your opponent is actually in a location that you know very well. Mm-hmm. Your mission is as follows: to navigate your way out of the foreign land that you are currently in and return safely to your home base. And I'll tell you what that base is in a moment. The first to do so in the most expeditious manner will be claimed the victor on this first day of battle and will receive 200 points in our system that we have set up for Bucksco versus Delco. Casey, I would like you to remove your blindfold at this time, please.
All right, here it goes.
All right, Casey, you have been placed at Kathy's alma mater, Pensbury High School, yes. Home of the best prom in America.
Go, Falcons, go.
Oh, my gosh. I'm literally looking at four piles of crap.
That's about right.
All right, Kathy, remove your blindfold. Kathy, you have been placed at Casey's go-to spot for golf, which is Paxson Hollow Country Club.
Oh,
now,
okay.
These locations have been chosen because both the knowledge that you have of them and the lack of attachment to any major thoroughfare. And since you will both be starting and finishing at the exact same locations, the distance between these two spots is exactly the same. I'm going to tell you what your objective is in just a moment. But a reminder, this is a race. Here are the rules and objectives for you. You both are going to depart at the exact same time. Kathy, your mission is to get to Pensbury High School. Casey, your mission is to get to Paxson Hollow Country Club. The first person to do so will be deemed the winner and will be awarded 200 points. Now, here's how it's going to work out, and this is why it's going to be difficult for you. You each have an impartial driver who must follow the rules. So we have somebody set up in the car with you to drive. There is no use of GPS or maps allowed. No use of phones other than to speak to us. Your driver will only go where you tell them to go. Your driver cannot help with directions. Now, you may stop and ask for directions if necessary. And so we don't put the public in any danger. And there's an even playing field for both contestants. Your driver must obey the posted speed limit on each road you travel. I mean, even on the Turnpike Blue Route Expressway, if people are going at 80 miles an hour, you got to go 55 if it's posted at 55. We're not breaking any laws.
No, we're not about breaking the laws. We're about competition.
And when you arrive at your home base, you have to take a picture of some kind of a signage that proves that you are on the property and text it to Marissa. The first person to do so will be deemed our winner on this first day of Bucks Cove versus Delco. And the aim of this contest is to both see how well you can use your resources to get out of enemy terrain, which you don't know your way around, and also how well you know your way around your own stomping grounds, because a seasoned veteran of that land will clearly know the shortcuts necessary to get them there the quickest. All right, I've explained all the rules. Kathy, are you clear on how this works?
So we can use major highways then.
You can use any road you want to.
Whatever
Absolutely.
Gets you there expeditiously, you just have to follow, as Preston said, posted speed limits and stay within the rules.
Yeah, Casey, I'm coming to you. Case, what's your question?
I literally have been blocked in by two meatheads. We can't go anywhere.
You've been blocked
Perfect.
In by two...
Ready, set, go!
Jesus. By two meatheads?
Yeah. A guy in a pickup truck parked right in front of me and some dude in the car right behind me, so we can't go anywhere.
Did they do it on purpose?
Yeah, and the dude just walked away.
And the dude just walked away. Seriously, he left his vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay, what about the one behind you?
No, he's still in his driver's seat. He's smiling. I don't know.
All right. Well, we're not going to start it until they move.
Yeah,
so
they have to
clearly
move.
They got to move. So
okay.
Who's your driver, by the way?
My driver is Xander.
All right, Xander, tell Xander to go. Tell him to get the F out of the way.
Xander, tell him kindly to move.
Yeah.
That is actually a good tactic, though.
Actually, yeah, I like it,
I
Kathy.
I would not have thought about that.
Nice job, Kathy.
Yeah, nice. Bring those guys off, Kathy.
Yeah.
But which one's Christopher?
By the way, are you a little disoriented from wearing the blindfolds for so long, Kathy?
I almost fell back to sleep.
I wouldn't have doubted it.
We're actually
did.
Looking at you, Kathy, right now, and your hair is a mess. I just want you to know that.
All right, Casey, any word on those guys moving?
Yeah, the dude behind me is driving away. Hey, thanks a lot, man. We're giving him some bumper stickers.
Nice. There we go. That's cool.
See how easily they can be bought off?
By the way, we're going to need a new phone. Case, we're going to need a new phone on you. Your phone absolutely sucks.
Okay, it's not my phone. It's Xander's phone. My phone is Aces.
It's Aces.
Hey, so there's two campuses to Pensbury High School. Which one are you at?
The one that's really terrible and ugly.
I think we parked you in between the two because Nick Murphy alerted us that there's two Pensbury campuses, and we wanted to make
it as neutral as possible. So I think we're right in between the two Pensburys.
So Kathy, all you got to do, all you got to do is get a picture of one of them, Kathy.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So just to prove that you're on the campus. So keep in mind, you guys can't use GPS. You can't use outside. You can stop and ask for directions. You can't listen to the radio. You have to go the speed limit. So it's the exact same distances. That's why we're doing it this way. So you got to figure your way out of the area that you're in. And then once you get out of there, you guys are going to be home free. But you need to find, you need to take the shortest route to get there. First person to do it is going to be our winner, Steve.
And in both vehicles, you obviously you have your driver and there's another person there who's monitoring everything that's going on. Will be sending us text messages, which you will not be able to obviously see or hear. Obviously, it's a text message to keep us apprised of exactly what's going on in each vehicle.
Okay.
All right.
I don't even know where this, like, I don't even know what city I'm in.
I know. That's why we did it this way.
Yeah.
Okay. Casey, do you have room to move?
Yeah, here's it. Back up a little bit, and I'll tell you when to go.
Casey, you sound a little less than excited. You sound kind of bored, actually.
No. I'm nervous.
He's nervous.
I have no idea where Pensbury High School is.
Uh-huh. That's the whole idea.
Yeah, the wheels are spinning in Casey's head. He's trying to figure this out.
This is how he plays words with friends.
All right, Casey, you ready to go?
Hey,
what's
I'm ready to go.
Open?
Do I need to open it?
No, there's no envelope. Who gave you an envelope?
There's an envelope that says Kathy on it.
All right, why don't you guys, you know what? I'm tired of dicking around with this.
Let's
are you guys ready? On your mark, get set, and let's go now. Go. Begin.
Right here.
Let it start. All right, you guys on your way?
Yeah, we're making. We're on our way.
Go, get me out. There, Kathy's at least fired up.
Yeah. I think Nick's right about Case. Case is definitely just surveying the area.
Yeah,
being very studious.
Well, he's taking it so seriously. He really wants to win.
You got to remember who won last time. Kathy could be a little bit more flippant. She already has one win under her belt.
All right, so
yeah,
I'm gonna
the New England Patriots.
What's that?
She's like the New England Patriots.
All right, Casey. I'm gonna hang up with both of you guys. I'm gonna let them get going, and let's see them. I'm gonna hang up with Casey. Let's follow Kathy for a minute,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
And because I don't want either one of them to hear it when we're talking to the other person, because the rule is they can't speak, they can't tune in to the radio at the time. So, Kathy, you still there?
Get me out of this hellhole!
All right, so it's gonna be you using your resources to get out of there. So that's what we're.
I may have made my first mistake. We just drove away. I probably should have asked directions before I left, but we're going to go with it.
That's all right. It's up to you. Do what you got to do, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll check back with you a little later on, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye. See you later. All right. They are on their way. She should have just gotten out of the car and went into the clubhouse and asked them which way to go.
You can ask her directions. That's right.
You can absolutely have done that. But they'll learn. They're not. It's not irrevocable at this point. You may want to have, if there's an additional phone in Casey's car, have him switch with the other phone.
Yeah. All right. Casey has a better sense of direction, so I thought he might know where he was at Pensbury, but I love that he has no idea.
If I'm a betting man, Casey knows where he is. I think he's bluffing to some extent.
No, I don't think. I think he's totally in foreign land, but that's my guess. Yeah. I have no idea.
I think it's going to be a real challenge for Kathy to not be on her phone for 2 hours because she has to figure out how to get out of there without being on any apps, checking Instagram, you know, shopping on Target, anything like
you
that.
You got to know the thing though that is, as Kathy holds the phone away from her in microphone fashion. So it's away from her face. It's not obscuring her face.
That's true.
Well, Casey just holds it up to his
Hey, this is really weird. Somebody texted in and said, drive time from Paxson to Pensbury is 53 minutes, and from Pensbury to Paxson is an hour and a half.
Well,
it's the same distance. Yeah. Well, you got to figure your way around the traffic, man.
Yeah.
You have to use your own sense of also drive time and which ways might be bad, and it's all up to them, man.
That's it.
Yep.
It's the same distance.
Yep.
How you cover it is up to you.
In opposite
in
directions.
Fact, you can go to, you, when you pull, well, that's what I would do. You pull, what's the best way? Do you know how to get to?
Yep.
Shoot the works.
Yep.
What's the best way to get to the destination?
Yep.
What's the quickest way?
By the way, they are in MMR vehicles. Mm-hmm. So if you see them, you can, honk your horn and say hi. I can't keep you from assisting anyone, that's totally up to you, but they are out and about on the streets, and we actually have cameras in their car. We can watch them and what they're doing at any given time. I am not any good at all when it comes to knowing my sense of direction is not. My wife's sense of direction is sharp. Mine is not very good as far as, okay, I'm facing, I need to go in the general eastern direction right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mine is actually excellent. And actually in mazes and things like that, I do well. I can backtrack away. I went someplace pretty quickly. But imagine you're starting from a place you don't know you don't know where you are at all. You have no indication of where you are other than the name.
Yep.
She doesn't know where she is. It's going to be a little daunting.
If you've ever been driving in an area that you're unfamiliar with and all of a sudden you realize you don't know your surroundings at all, it feels like you're a million miles away from home. I mean, I've been in, you know, not far away, like 30 minutes away from my house, but it's, you know, rural area. I was in Bucks County one time, actually, looking for a fraternal order of police lodge that I was going to meet up with some guys, and they had a cigar and whiskey event, and I didn't know where I was. Dude, I thought I was in no man's land.
Especially in Bucks County.
And I got paranoid.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, what if I get a flat tire?
Michelle, I love you.
I know.
I love you, and I love the kids, please.
So you get a little panicky. Sorry.
For a moment, I just took a sip of coffee.
I find it, like, challenging. I like it. I find an anticipation in it. And, like, all right, I'm going to figure it out because I have a good sense of direction, too, Steve. And I got it from my father, who's incredible. He's like a salmon. Like, he can always find his way back. And one time I did get lost. I don't even remember where I was. It might have been Bucks County. But I called him, and he was at home, and he was able to navigate me through the county. This is pre-GPS you know. And he was able to do it in a way that was like, all right, you're going to come up to this this store that used to be a beer distributor, and you're going to make a left there. But it was all by memory. And once
look for the rock that looks like a bear.
Exactly, yeah. And once I've done something like that, I'm actually really good at finding my way back and forth.
Well, yeah, I can suss it out. But there are some people, and this is where you'll get the person who is, as they're starting to do it, go up an on-ramp, they'll stop and back down.
No.
I always say, just go. Go to the next possible place to pull over, collect your thoughts, and you can. Years ago when I was doing stand-up comedy, and then, Preston, this is when you'd had a Hagstrom or a Rand McNally in the front seat of the car, a map. I would just tell whatever college, this would be states away, what's your street address?
Sorry to interrupt. Kathy just got out of the vehicle.
We're looking at the
video footage. Yes, she's smiling. She's laughing. She just got out of the vehicle, so she may have. And
she looks really happy.
Casey looks concerned. He has his hand up on by his chin. He looks lost.
He looks contemplative,
to be honest. Marissa?
I get the directional thing for my dad and my brother. They're good in the, like, we'll meet on the southeast corner. So I have to think, like, all right, South Philly is this way. The city is this way. The ocean's this way. That's how I have to think about it. But I'll tell you the one place that gets me every single time, no matter if I know where I'm going or not, is the Turnpike.
Okay.
As soon as I get through the tolls, I have to Google it really quickly and go, am I going towards the extension or the other way?
Yeah.
On the Willow Grove entrance, there used to be a dent in the sign, and that's how I would know which way I was going. But once they fixed the sign, I was out of luck.
Where am I? I'll tell you what, sometimes I'll drive someplace, and I just know that I'm in that state of mind where I'm sort of, you know, thinking about things or whatever, and I will put on the GPS to a place that I've been to countless times before just to reinforce my destination.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, Kathy's really seems to be accessing help.
I'm distracted by the video. Kathy, it looks like they're stopped, and she's got the door open, and she's talking to someone outside of the car. Casey's waving to the camera right now.
Mm-hmm.
But Kathy, look at how happy is. She's smiling.
She's beaming.
I've never seen her quite this excited.
This is a good angle for Kathy, by the way. She looks quite lovely.
She does. Yeah. So we'll have to take some screen caps of the video that we're watching. But we wanted to have an in-studio camera feed so we could just see what was going on. Let me go to a couple of calls. I have John, who's one of the guys that blocked Casey in over at Pensbury. Hey, John, how you doing?
I was doing good until the guy that was supposed to help me out left behind.
Well, we wouldn't have started the contest, man. So
really? Because I actually live across the street, and I have three cars. So I parked my truck. I ran home to go get the other car. And the guy, as I was running home,
man.
All in defense of the county, right?
Hey, well, not just that. I'm a Pensbury grad like Kathy.
So it's school spirit and the whole deal. We admire the attempt, though, of course, we couldn't have started the contest, and that would have kept us hanging. But it was a valiant attempt. We thought initially that Kathy might have paid you off, but that's not the case.
No, no, I was just on my way home from work. I heard you say that. Pulled in my driveway. I turned around the block and everywhere, and I parked in front of the car.
It's kind of funny.
Off and walked out of the truck.
People are taking this seriously.
People are taking it seriously here. We didn't have this before, right?
All right, John. Thanks, brother. Yeah. Appreciate it, man. We wouldn't have started, but anyhow. They're on the move. Do you want to talk to one of them?
And, please. I would like to talk to Casey, who seems the most intense right now.
Okay, so we'll get our interns on. To get a hold of him.
He's just, he just smiled 2 seconds ago, but he's not been smiling a whole lot since they left the parking lot. Kathy has been the whole time.
Nick, okay. Do you remember the scene in The Terminator where he's driving along and the head's going back and forth?
Yes.
You know, and that's what he looks like.
Yeah,
right
he's
now.
In Terminator mode.
Yeah.
While he's getting him online, they're both going the wrong direction.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I want them to hear that.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. By the way, if you remember, When they did Busco versus Telco last time at the trivia competition, Casey was very straight. He was very serious. He wasn't very light and enjoying it. And it was the same way in the phone call when we started this. Did you hear him? Kathy was like, Busco. I was like, yeah.
He's serious. I'll tell you one thing. Preston, just quickly before they come. All right.
They're not on hold yet.
Okay.
Go ahead.
There could be people who will sabotage them when they ask for directions.
Yeah, it's possible.
You don't know where their loyalties stand.
I didn't even think of
that. You don't know where their loyalties stand.
Because they're in the MMR vehicle.
Exactly.
And it would identify them. So, all right, we're waiting to get Casey on the line.
And they're in enemy territory right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Yeah,
which is, they're pilgrims in an unholy land.
The only direction Casey's doing is, just go straight. Just go straight. Keep going straight.
That's what he's telling his driver?
Yes.
And who's driving Casey? Xander?
Xander's driving Casey.
Gary Lauer.
And I think that
Rick Moriarty
is driving.
These
Kathy.
Are very competent people. Yeah. So they'll be on the up and up. Kathy's all smiles. Casey's smiling a little bit now.
Somebody texted in and said, prediction, Kathy's going to win, but she will force the driver to speed in an extremely negligent manner, putting all other motorists in mortal danger.
I think that's probably about right.
The rule is they have to go the speed limit, and we definitely talk to them. So people are, I've had at least one person is complaining that the morning traffic commute patterns someone's going against and someone is going with. But you know what? You got to figure your way around. It's the same distance. We did the best we could. Okay, let me go to Casey, who is making his way through Bucks County. Casey, just wanted to get an update on how you're doing so far.
All right, guys. I think I'm doing well here. What I had used is because I know I'm north. I used the sun. Okay.
Okay. Use the sun.
I made sure the sun was on my left. And I hope Kathy's not listening because I know she's not smart enough to use the sun as her guide.
No, she's not listening. We don't have her on hold at the same time. Now, I did mention you can ask for directions. You can stop and ask for directions.
No, that just wastes time. Well, no, we're good, man. I don't necessarily know where we are, but I know what road we're on.
Okay. All right, well, that's a big help. Now, Casey, remember that the moss grows on the north side of the trees.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, so pay attention.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
All right.
I'll tell you what, man, when you were doing those directions, I apologize, but and right in the beginning of your instructions, this dude just pulled in front, and he was kind of, intimidating looking. I was waiting for him to pull, a rifle out or something, and then some other guy pulls up, and then he instructed that dude. It's not like they were working in tandem with one another. You can go around this guy.
Actually, they were.
They were. Yeah.
We got a call from them, and one guy's a Pensbury grad, and he was doing it in honor of his alma mater and county.
Okay. All right.
I could see where that would be a bit off-putting, though. But we just chalked it up to the normal Casey competitive spirit, the intensity you approach any competition.
Yeah. Well. I mean, I really wish that happened to Kathy. That seemed like a really Delco move.
Yeah. You know? Seems like a Delco move. All right.
Okay, well, right, we just wanted to check in.
The highway that we're about to go under, there's no on-ramp to get on there. I don't know what road. Oh, that looks like that might be a Route 1. That might be a Route 1. No, that's a turnpike of some sort.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, you're going to make a right. Get on the turnpike. Oh, yeah!
All right. There you go. We found the turnpike. All right, Case. Keep plugging along. We'll check back in with you later on, okay?
All right,
man. Nice. Wow. Pretty excited, aren't you?
It shifted, Preston. If you look at the video, Kathy now looks contemplative.
All right, let's get Cassie. Kathy. Let's get Kathy on the line. and see how she is doing so far. So he's pretty excited now. So he's apparently found the turnpike, and that's a big one. Once you get on a major thoroughfare, it's going to help out. Kathy, we're looking at the video of her, and it appears that they're stopped, so she can't be on the turnpike or any major thoroughfare at this point. But Casey using the sun as his guide, making sure that he keeps it to one side in particular to head in the proper direction. He knows the general direction that he's got to get in, but to actually find the road is going to be tough. He doesn't know the streets at all around.
No, there. But you know that feeling. If you've ever been, you know, you travel under a main thoroughfare and you're like, where is the access point?
How do I get on this?
How do I get on this damn thing?
It can be very frustrating.
All right. He did, though.
So it looks like we are speaking to Kathy's crew in her car, and we are waiting. Now we're making sure that we don't have them on hold at any given time. They can't listen to the radio, so we actually have to call, get through, talk to the person that's got the phone, because they aren't allowed to have the phone in their hands, because we don't want them to cheat and use a map or GPS or anything like that. So they must not be able to. Is it still ringing?
It's ringing. They're not answering. Come on, guys.
All right.
Maybe. Yeah, well, you know, it's possible that Kathy is just so focused that she doesn't want to take the call.
Yeah, maybe.
I doubt that, though.
I doubt that, too. All right. So you know what we ought to do? We should probably take a break, let them see if they can get Kathy on the line, and come back, because we do have the Bizarre File to get to, and we have some other guests who are going to be joining us. I'll let them ring one more time and see if we can get Kathy here in just a second. By the way, the winner of this is the only day of the Bucksco versus Delco that only one person has the opportunity to win points. By the end of the week, we're going to have a point total, and we're going to have a competition that will find out who is going to have the most points of the week, and that will be deemed our winner. But today's the only day where one person walks away with the point total.
Exactly.
All right. So
the structure will benefit them in the long run.
Yep.
I think he blocked the phone lines. I think he's really messing with her.
Maybe. All right. Well, with that, we should take a quick break. But it is underway, dear friends. Oh, and you know what? We have some new intros to use for Bucksco versus Delco, which this is a pretty solid one. I like this.
Bucksco versus Delco. Fight.
Ah, video game style.
I love it. So they're underway. Day number one, it's called Operation Evac. They got to get out of hostile territory and make it back to safe territory. If you don't know exactly what's happening, we'll take a break, come back, and I'll reset the whole thing for you. But this battle is taking place as we speak on the streets of the Delaware Valley. So let's take a quick break, come back in a second. I got the B-File on the way, and we'll see how they're doing. Stay with us.
Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
When the whole family is binge-watching.
Throughout 2018, MMR celebrates 50 years rockin' Philly. Keep listening for special birthday events and special programming from our long, strange trip together. Every hour this weekend, we highlight 1996, the year MMR turned 28, and the year of the Macarena. The N64 video game console.
It's me, Mario.
And Tickle Me Elmo ruled holiday toy sales. At the box office, we saw Independence Day, Twister, and Jerry Maguire.
Show me the money!
At MMR, the DJs had new music from these bands. Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, STP, Beck, Weezer, Cake, Tool, The Wallflowers, and so many more from 1996. Listen all weekend as we highlight another page from our scrapbook of shared musical memories.
Sponsored by Thompson Toyota. Experience the Thompson difference at thompsontoyota.net.
93.3 WMMR. Everything that's rocked Philly for 50 amazing years.
93.3 WMMR. It's everything that rocks. I have some unfortunate news about Dean DeLeo and a divorce and some allegations and things like that. I'll get to that in music news a little bit later on this morning, so just a heads up on that. It's about 7:57 on this Monday morning, day number one of Bucksco versus Delco, and the competition is underway. Operation Evac is competition one. Casey and Kathy are starting in two different destinations. I tell you what, Let's get traffic first, and then I'll explain exactly what they're doing, and then we'll get one or two of them on the line and see what their progress is so far. But let's take a look, because Kathy is out. Nick is handling the traffic this morning. What's up, Nick?
Well, if Casey is heading west on the turnpike, he's about to run into some trouble, because the turnpike west is jammed from Bensalem all the way to the Mid-County Tolls because of an accident, and that commute from Bensalem to Mid-County Tolls is taking about 48 minutes, which is about double the normal time, if not more. So that's not good news. And the bad news continues. The Blue Route northbound is jammed from 95 all the way up to Route 1. The Schuylkill East is also jammed between the Boulevard and Spring Garden because of an accident blocking the shoulder. 95 south, not looking good between Cottman and Girard. The Ben Franklin Bridge westbound is stopped heading into the city. And then on the other side of the bridge in New Jersey, 55 north is slow from Deptford to 42. And 42 is completely backed up from College Drive all the way up to 295. So not looking good out there right now. This traffic report is brought to you by Premio Sausage. Premio Sausage started as a butcher shop and still makes sausage with quality cuts of meat, Italian spices, and nothing else. When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
Preston and Steve present an epic battle between two warring counties to determine supremacy. One will rule, one will drool. So gird your loins for battle as WMMR presents Buxco versus Delco.
It's underway, folks. Who will win? Who will be defeated? We have both Kathy and Casey who are out on the road right now. Do me a favor, Marissa. Who is it? Whoever is on the phones right now, have them pick up the phone. And I don't want Kathy to be able to hear what we're saying. If she's on hold right now, she can hear what we're saying. So just pick up the phone and hang on the line for a second. Okay.
Chit-chat with her.
So here's exactly what happened. We have Casey. And by the way, we blindfolded them on the way to their location this morning. They didn't know where they were going. We're sending them to two different locations. Kathy was at Paxson Hollow Golf Course, which is in Delaware County. It's one of Casey's regular haunts. He goes there all the time. It's not far from where he lives as well. And then Kathy, we put Casey at Pensbury High School, which is where Kathy graduated from. And we revealed to them, we had them take off their blindfold. Now, their mission was to get to the other person's location. So Casey had to go from Pensbury to Paxson Hollow Golf Club. Kathy had to go from Paxson Hollow Golf Club to Pensbury. And they have to do it with no GPS, no assistance of maps of any type. They can't call a friend. The driver cannot help at all and has to do the speed limit. It's up to them to route themselves the quickest way possible. It's the exact same distance. Now, traffic, of course, is a factor. The interesting part is we've got a backup on the westbound Schuylkill, but that westbound turnpike. Normally, the traffic's coming the other way eastbound.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is just a fluke that happened. And listen, a resourceful person is going to have to be able to maneuver their way around it. Somebody texted in and said, would a police escort be out of the question? Hey, if that happens, that happens.
A police escort, you get one.
They just have to go the speed limit. That's all there is to it. I'm not asking people to do that.
No.
I'm just saying, listen, the only rules are they can ask for directions from people, but the only rules are they have to go the speed limit. They can't use any maps or any kind of GPS or anything along those lines.
And with that asking people for directions thing, they don't know where those people where their loyalty is, which county.
Casey is in hostile territory. We already had somebody try to block him in and not allow him to even begin.
You cannot be sure the directions you're getting are legitimate.
So it's up to you to figure this out. So they're in transit, and let's go to Kathy and just see how she's doing so far. So if you would, put her on hold for just a moment. And we've got her ready to go. So let's check in now with our warrior on the street, Kathy Romano. Kathy, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, we just wanted to get an update on your progress. Where are you so far?
We're cruising along, not really. We hit traffic.
Okay.
So we're getting off of the Blue Route and getting onto the turnpike.
Oh, you're getting off the Blue Route.
Okay.
And onto the turnpike. So you've already made it to the turnpike eastbound?
Not yet. We're approaching the Mid-County Tolls right now.
Okay. All right. So at least you made it to. Was it tough finding the Blue Route in the first place?
It wasn't too bad. We talked to an Aramark driver who helped us, and he told us which way to go. I think that I made a mistake. I told you guys this. I should have asked. There were a few people working at the golf course that were there early. Should have immediately asked I was so anxious. We just pulled out, and I made a right coming out of the golf course. So we kind of
we kind of drove the perimeter of the golf course, which apparently there was a better way to go. But we found Route 3, Westchester Pike, pretty quick. And then it was just there was a lot of traffic on Westchester Pike and on the Blue Route.
Yeah, it's wild, Kathy, because traffic situations in the morning, that's kind of an anomaly here.
Have any people encountered as they've driven up next to you? Have they realized what's going on?
Look, that's tickets or Easy Pass. Go that way. Go that way. I am the instructor. Go.
I am the instructor.
I have the most. By the way, who knew Rick was a cautious driver and was going to play by the rules?
Rick
literally have not gone 1 mile over the speed limit.
That's why he was selected. That's why Rick rules.
We sat down and we had a very frank conversation with each of our drivers, and they're not going to budge on this, Kathy.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh,
so.
By the way, Kathy, impervious to sexual offers.
And by the way, it sounds like Rick's getting a little taste of what married life with Kathy is like for a moment.
Easy Pass.
Go that way. I told you. I'm in charge here.
I'm the instructor.
I hear Rick screaming in the background.
Apparently a backseat driver as well. He's getting a little bit of that.
All right.
Like, you can get in the left lane now if you want.
No, you don't stay right in the left.
He's right. If you're going in the speed limit, you got to stay in the slow lane.
That's right.
So we've come through the mid-county tolls, and we're just at a complete stop, which is what I was worried about, because the eastbound direction of the turnpike every morning is what I report on. So right. We're now going to sit through this.
Turns out that stuff you're saying is accurate, Kathy.
Yeah. I'm just saying that in the other direction, it's not as bad.
Well, we'll find out. All right, we'll check back in with you later on, okay?
All right, bye-bye.
All right, good luck to you. All right, so there
so
you go.
So maybe it's... It might
be leveling.
We handicapped it without even knowing.
How about that?
That's great.
Okay.
Of course not.
All right. So what I'd like to do, we have a guest who's standing by. I want to do the bizarre file, but I also want to check in with Casey. Can we do that in this break too?
Sure.
Okay.
Do you want it before, after?
Let's do the bizarre file, and then let's check in with Casey quickly.
Yes.
And then we'll welcome our guest because
it's big news.
Big event coming up this week. So I'll do a fairly short bizarre file, okay? Let's get to it right now.
Now, WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you this morning by Sequoia Outback. Create the backyard of your dreams during Sequoia Outback's annual 4th of July sale on Route 309 in Hatfield or online at decksupplies.com.
Sorry, we have to move on.
No. A couple of stories.
Okay, right.
A 35-foot python nearly choked a forest ranger to death after he decided to wrap the snake around his neck. The clip, which was filmed in India, shows Sanjay Dutta struggling to handle the giant reptile in front of astonished...
It's okay, I've got it!
...astonished villagers. That's kind of the way it went, Steve.
It's okay!
I'm
a professional!
He had been called to remove the rock python by locals...
Kill it!
...after it had killed...
Get it now!
...and eaten a goat. But instead of simply putting the dangerous animal into a sack, Dutta flung the snake around his neck in an attempt to take some selfies.
Yeah, watch this.
But things quickly turned ugly when the beast started wriggling and twisting itself while around the ranger's neck. In the video, a visibly worried Dutta can be seen walking away from the crowd while the python starts tightening its grip around its throat. And in fact, Steve, he started telling his assistant, he started saying, it's okay, it's all okay. But the crowd started to panic.
It's okay.
After the reptile appeared to try and choke the man to death, a loud cry then breaks out as villagers panic and start running away from him.
Oh, good. That's the way you do it. You run away from the guy who needs help.
At one point, the massive snake even slips out of the hands of a man who was holding its tail. The ranger, who was not injured during the scare, is heard telling the assistant to hold on to the tail. Marissa, take him off of hold. Have them on the phone line with him so he can't hear what we're saying.
Thank you.
A tourist has demonstrated why touching a wild lion on safari is a bad thing, so you don't have to.
What is it with the animals?
The questionable decision was made in South Africa by an unidentified holidaymaker who stuck his arm out of a Jeep to stroke the big cat.
Yeah, I used to do a snake act in India, but this is safer.
The problem is... the cat definitely didn't like it at all.
It's a wild animal.
Pride of Lion seemed to be using the Jeep's shadow to avoid the baking sun when the man decides to disturb the leader's slumber. As the lion turns around, the rest of the party pled for the man to shut the window, but it gets jammed. And the male lion really didn't like the close contact with the tourist. It was a... a struggle to get the window closed. The footage was posted on YouTube page of Wildlife Sightings, along with a warning to never touch wild animals. South African safari ranger Na Smith said, only those who work in the wild know the speed of a lion, and it could have torn the arm off of the person touching it. It would have the power to pull the tourist straight out of the window and kill them instantly in front of their friends.
Look, listen, even I know that.
He said it was an incredibly stupid thing to do, so this guy could have been killed immediately. A man has been charged in connection with the robbery of a bank, and I only bring this up because of his name. Jeffrey Wolfman was arrested after the robbery at Peapack Gladstone Bank. Witnesses told police...
Was he surfing on the top of his getaway vehicle?
Witnesses told police they saw the wolf man on a nearby side street removing an outer layer of clothing.
He's got nards.
As he did so, they saw money dropping to the ground.
You need to understand I'm a wolf.
When police approached the wolf man, more cash dropped out of his clothes. And it was stated in a news release that Wolfman had reportedly entered the bank.
Frankenstein, I need you to bail me out.
And demanded money from
borrow the money from Dracula.
From a bank teller before fleeing on foot. Wolfman was charged with second-degree robbery and is being held in county jail awaiting a detention hearing. And then we'll do one more story and we will wrap it up. How about this, man? This was a shocking moment that a priest slapped the baby's face during a baptism because it wouldn't stop crying.
What is it with these babies crying?
The French-speaking clergyman became outraged and lost his temper when the child was sobbing inside of the church.
You need to shut your mouth.
Distressing video footage shows the priest raised his left hand after he'd failed to calm the youngster down. He then struck the baby using an open palm, and the child's stunned relatives were forced to step in.
Cannot stand disrespectful babies.
And in fact, the family struggled to wrestle the baby out of the priest's hands, as well happened after the shocking incident.
You know what? He's not a good priest.
At the beginning of the clip, the priest could be heard talking to the baby.
He thought it was a dwarf.
He appeared to be trying to appease it. A woman, presumably the baby's mom, was holding her child as the priest talked during the ceremony. He even pressed the baby against his chest in a bid to try and calm the child down. But the screaming continued to get louder, and then the priest appeared to say, calm down, you must calm down. And then seconds later, he hit the baby on the face.
Doesn't this baby know how to talk?
A woman jumped in and tried to prise the baby from his grip, and a man, thought to be the youngster's dad, eventually grabbed his child from the priest. So the dude wouldn't let go of the baby.
You done throttling my baby?
It's not known where the video was filmed, but it took place in a church where the service was conducted in French. Very bizarre. And there you go. That is what we have in the bizarre file. Okay, you ready to check in with our other competitor this morning? All right, let's...
versus Delco fight.
All right, Casey is on the road as we speak in Bucksco versus Delco. We got an update from Kathy. Let's get an update from Case. Case, are you there?
Yo, guys, what's up?
Hey, bud. All right, much better phone line. Sounds better this time around.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad. Well, listen, I got to tell you, we've had an interesting turn of events here in Delco 1 here. Xander, our driver, had to pee so bad that he literally just peed into a coffee cup while we're stuck in traffic.
That's commitment. That's commitment because were he to pull over, that would impact your time negatively.
You know what, Steve? I don't think it would have. We are crawling right now. So
all right, then have him get out and take a dump.
hang on a second. All right, so you got guys taking pictures of us on the turnpike. I thought we were in good shape. And then we got past the Route 1 exit, and it's just been a crawl. And I'm looking in the traffic coming in the other direction. And unless Kathy hits traffic somewhere prior to the turnpike, or she, you know, made really bad turns while coming out of Paxton Hollow, we're screwed.
Well, we can't give you any indication as to how things are going, but we're looking at a feed of you. It doesn't seem like you're stopped completely. You're just moving along slowly.
We're moving faster now. We're actually going almost 40 miles per hour.
All right. So, do you know where you are on the turnpike? What are the cross streets or the exits that you're near?
Yeah, you know what? We're just a few miles away from the Willow Grove exit.
Okay.
So we're mile marker 346. We got on at 357, I believe. So, you know, we're about 11 miles in on the turnpike.
Okay, so now you know where you are. It's obvious you're just fighting the traffic.
Yep. So it's just a matter of, like, you know, traffic patterns and all that. And I'm not going to complain about, you know, because I heard you saying earlier, it's like, you know, you get what you get. You don't get upset.
Yeah. So, I mean, the stressful, difficult part about getting out of Bucks County and the, you know, getting away from Pensbury, that part's behind you. Now it's just really beyond your control.
But that now is where your knowledge of the roads and side roads can kick in and work to your benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was thinking about that. I'm like, well, if I get off at, you know, the Willow Grove exit, then I can go down like 611 or, you know, 309 or no, 309, something different. But either way, I still think staying on the turnpike is my best course
of
action.
Okay, all right. Well, you're playing it as you see it.
Whatever your gut is. And this is the way this thing was planned out. I knew that the most difficult part would be getting out of the area that you don't know. And then after that, it's smooth sailing. So now it's a race against the clock. Actually, it's a race against Kathy.
It's a race for the future.
Casey's race against you as well. So just keep plugging along, and we'll check back in and see how things are moving along, okay?
All right. Yeah. By the way, whose idea was this?
My idea.
Chris, this is a great idea.
You like it?
Brilliant. Yeah, I love it. It was a lot of fun.
I am glad you are enjoying it so far, sir.
You got to watch a guy take a whiz next to you in a cup. I mean, how can you beat that on a Monday morning?
He actually took his shirt off and placed it over his area. I was like, dude, I'm not going to look at your bird going to the bathroom. Like,
all right.
You
well,
don't
God,
have to cover up.
God bless him. He gets battle pay today.
Yeah. All right, we'll check back in a little bit later on, okay?
All right, later, dude.
All right, excellent, man.
Bucks Cove versus Delco. Fight.
All right, the fight is underway as we speak, and you can hear now, he's not on the line now.
Yeah.
They can't listen to the radio. I think they're both hitting equal amounts of issues. Casey's going to have a harder time because once he gets to the Blue Route, it's smooth sailing. Kathy's just hitting her traffic on the eastbound turnpike.
I think, things are shifting in a way where one comes out of a favorable position and goes into a more difficult position, while the other one does the converse.
So if he's near Willow Grove, he's still got a stretch before he gets to Mid-County, Nick, right?
Especially with the way the traffic's going this morning. It's going to take a while.
So just remind everybody where each is going, Preston.
All right, so Casey is headed from Pensbury High School to Paxson Hollow Country Club, which is deep in Delco territory. And Kathy started at Paxson Hollow, and she is headed to Pensbury High School. We're looking at video footage of them right now. Kathy seems to be moving pretty briskly. I think she's got the upper hand in this now. And
who knew? Eating Cocoa Puffs? We're looking at the...
She's having a snack, okay. So I'm not sure what that is, but we'll have to see how all of this plays out. All right, with that, we're going to monitor, and we'll see how day number one... By the way, the winner of this gets 200 points towards our total at the end of the week, which will be for the victory. Somebody will win for Bucksco versus Delco, but this is day number one. Very cool event coming up on Thursday. We're excited about it, and it's all part of Wawa Welcome America. Wawa Hoagie Day is on Thursday, friends. Please welcome the CEO of Wawa, our good friend, Mr. Chris Geisen, is here this morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning,
you
sir.
Rock.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to see you again.
You as well.
I see you every year down there on Independence Mall in front of the Constitution Center and everything for Wawa Hoagie Day.
Lots of hoagies.
Yeah. It's when people will start working on that on Wednesday, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, planning started a year ago.
Yeah.
It's a year-round event. It probably never stops. Yeah, but that's how you have to do it.
Yeah, but 5 a.m. that morning is when hundreds of Wawa associates will show up and bring tons of Wawa ingredients and start building 27,000 hoagies.
I would challenge people who've never been out to it to go out to actually see it. You have to be there. First off, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. It's amazing. But to be a part of this thing really gets you in the spirit.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. I mean, it's sort of the unofficial, if you will, kickoff to summer.
Yeah.
It's kickoff, obviously, to Wawa Welcome America. And you really get the sense of, one, free hoagies, which, you know, isn't all bad.
It doesn't hurt.
So free lunch that day. But there's a lot going on. The USO is there, which is a big supporter of ours, and we're a supporter of theirs. And it's really fun. Hopefully a beautiful day. It sounds like it'll be really hot, which is good.
There we go. You always have the option of heating your hoagie. Or
that's right.
Yeah, it's so toasted. There you go. You can toast
solar powered.
Yeah, exactly.
Chris, where do the ingredients come from? Are they all from the same warehouse? How do they actually get them there?
They are. There's a lot of trucks out of the same warehouse. So if you eat a Wawa hoagie really anywhere in our six states that we're in, it's from the same place. So we have a pretty highly centralized supply chain. very efficient, and yeah, it's all from the same place, just over in the bridge in South Jersey.
So speaking of the six different states, obviously, we went down for spring training for the Phils, and of course, on the way to the ballpark that morning, we stopped off at Wawa and got our breakfast and everything. You guys got to be doing great in Florida, right?
We're having fun.
Yeah.
You know, Florida's, it's interesting because stores, there's so much good real estate available, and to be convenient, you have to be on the best corners. And so there's a lot of good real estate, a lot of good corners. We have about 146 stores open in Florida now.
Oh, that's crazy.
And just, we'll be there, it's 6 years, actually.
Which is the, July. What's the best one to drop off an alligator, if you find one?
Yeah, we saw that the other day. Somebody drops off an alligator.
Yeah, yeah. I have the pictures of those gentlemen walking in the store with an alligator under their arm.
Was it an error on your part, though, for putting that alligator slot in the door?
Listen, and by the way, the more successful you become, the more locations you have, the more weird stuff is going to happen.
Yeah, we could do our own bizarro.
I have no doubt. Yeah.
Wow. Well, listen, talking about Welcome America and all the events that are taking place. So obviously, Wawa Hoagie Day, we're going to focus on that. That's Thursday. That kicks off. But are there other things that you want to mention that are going on in conjunction?
You know, Welcome America has really grown. It's 26 years in. We've been the title sponsor for 9 years. It started 26 years ago with Hoagie Day and this wonderfully big Wawa Hoagie. And that's continued. It's grown. But there's so much more. 18 museums in the city are free. Which is great for families, great for people in the region, out of the region. And I got to tell you, as I get around during the week, it's really good to see. You meet families. Last year, I met a family from Canada, and they said, this is our annual vacation. We come to Philadelphia because of the free family fun that is around Welcome America. So it's a lot of free. Everything's free. 50 events, multiple fireworks. It really is the greatest free family fun party for a week in the country.
And you guys are great because, remember, there was a time where this we didn't know whether this was going to continue, whether this was going to stay around. And Wawa stepped in and not only brought it back, but reinvigorated it. Now we have this big thing that, you know, again, that's why I challenge people to go out and just come to this event, because you don't want to take it for granted. It's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, sometimes things in your backyard you do take for granted. This is a big, great event. We have fun, really pouring a lot of energy and planning and volunteering. But the city, the mayor's office, they're a big part of why it's been really reborn. Mayor Nutter, Mayor Kenny, and then Welcome America, Jeff Corsino, and that team and what they do, that board, has been fantastic to be able to bring this to life in the way it is.
By the way, for Hoagie Day, you know, which is Thursday, and what time will that kick off?
Well, people get there 5 a.m.,
yeah,
but you want to get a hoagie right around lunchtime, around noon,
okay.
I believe it is.
And one of my favorite parts is the hoagie building competition. Steve, you've been there for
slash all-out brawl, food fight.
Yes.
The police and firefighters go at it, and they take it seriously.
Yeah.
And then you usually have the Air National Guard and the Air Force take care of it, and they battle it out.
Yep.
I wonder, if,
and they end up just chucking food left and right. It's hilarious.
If an actual edible hoagie has ever been built at the end of this thing,
I'm not sure that's the case. But the amount of hoagie on the stage afterwards, is significant.
Absolutely. So you get to come down. You have a free lunch. The thousands of people come out for this event. And by the way, the Wawa employees, I know that there's one at the one that I go to regularly in Skipback who's going to be. Are they volunteering their time to do this?
Yeah, they come out there and volunteer.
How cool is that?
We have lists of people. They just want to be a part of it, mainly because you're there, Preston.
Yeah, I just have to jump in quickly, Preston. By the way, I was given a bottle of the new black tea. This is pure cane sugar, honeysuckle. What is this?
You got honeysuckle?
That is a new Wawa tea. Yeah,
it's, and I'm very picky about my iced tea. This is damn good.
We have this whole reserve line of products. While it doesn't say it on it, it's in that thought process. It's a great high-end tea. So we bottle it, has a new packaging, 100 calories for the whole entire bottle, pure cane sugar. It's a really good lighter. It's not very overpowering in its sweetness.
I like the the reserve coffees you guys had. You had the Kenyan one. There was a Tanzania one.
Kenya AA, Tanzania. We have this coffee guy who is amazing, like world-renowned amazing.
Tanzania Tony.
He went. You got it. He went and bought the whole crop out of the one Kenya AA.
Wow.
So small batch, like really high-end coffee. He has one that we're going to launch right at the end of the summer, beginning of the fall. That's going to be amazing. According to him, the best cup of coffee he's had in his life.
No kidding.
So, all right.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. I tried. I was telling Chris yesterday. I love it when I go to the touch screen to order something when there's new stuff on there. And so yesterday, hadn't seen this yet. Was the sourdough melt. I got the spicy Italian sourdough melt. Pleasantly surprised at how scrumptious it was.
See, but I play the screen like George Gershwin. Like, I'm like, you know, I can rifle through it. The one thing that I'm enjoying, Preston, is now there are new items being added to that vault.
The secret menu. Secret menu, which my son had discovered. What is the one I was mentioning?
That's the swirl or the rainbow colored bagel.
Yeah, it's a bagel. It looks like it's tie-dye, Steve. It's orange and blue and yellow and all these different
colors. It's very cool.
Yeah, Marissa put up a picture the other day.
My son loves it, yeah?
Yeah, it was Instagram. I'm living while my friend, we were getting dinner and while we were waiting for our sandwiches, I remembered the secret menu. And as I was there and hitting the buttons, people kept walking over and I was like, no, look, this, you just hit the little goose in the corner.
Leave me alone, little girl.
And they have Hoagie Fest coming up. And so all those colors, is really just because we have a whole line of colorful teas on that menu right now as well.
Is that when, is it July Hoagie Fest?
No, we're in it. We started on the 18th. We're in the second week officially.
Did we just get out of Sipatopia?
We did.
Okay, and
we
now did. We're...
Yeah. Toyota-thon's right around the corner. Yeah. And then Lobster
Week. Yeah, Lobster Fest. That happened. Yeah. No, but how can you not love Wawa? By the way, any new locations being built in our general region, or are you guys...
Oh, geez.
Or is it all just Florida
to
now?
Go into the afternoon show to get through that. Yes, so we have we announced that our largest Wawa ever at 6th and Chestnut will open up late this year.
Okay. You heard about this, yeah.
It'll be pretty fantastic. Some great partnerships from folks in the city going to make that store really special. But before that, we'll have 12th and Market under the new tower there. We have 13th and Chestnut that's going to open. And then on Drexel's campus, we'll open right before their next semester.
And you guys are really diving into the city. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. It's fantastic.
Excellent. All right. Well, we want to remind people, and Chris will be, I assume you'll be there, right, for Hoagie Day?
Unfortunately.
You will not be able to. You're not going to make it this year?
I cannot make it this year. Aww. Business has to have me somewhere else.
You've been there every year, but who's serving in your stead?
Kathy Poulos, Jim Morey, great leaders at Wawa. Actually, they're much better at me than all this stuff. All so right. It'll be a lot
and,
more fun.
And Lori Bruce, who is the woman running around like crazy, making sure that everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing that day. She's my go-to person. When I show up to host that event, she's awesome.
You just like, what do you need me to read?
What do you want me to do?
What do you want me to scream
and
about?
Let me stay out of your way because you've got people to get to. But, you know, there's always people from the mayor's office. Sometimes the mayor themselves come out, and it's just, it's a great deal. You get free lunch. It's a lot of fun. It's usually a beautiful day right there on Independence Mall. So that is this Thursday. Get there a little bit early, but around lunchtime is when everything is served up, and it's a great event. So I have $50 gift cards to give away. And I'll take callers 10 and 11, and I'll give those to you, 215-263-WMMR, and we will set you up. Chris, it's great to see you.
You as well.
Keep cranking it out, man.
Have fun this Thursday.
All right, let's hear it for Chris Geise.
Yeah!
Thanks, guys.
One and only from Wawa this morning. Yes, as the sun rises.
America.
I know.
Welcome home. We have a new iced tea.
Love Wawa. All right, we got to take a break, so we're going to give away those gift cards. And Kathy and Casey, we are looking at the live video footage of them.
Kathy looks like she's been punched in the face.
She does. It was frozen from there. Marissa? Right.
They just passed each other on the turnpike.
Whoa! Are you
serious?
Yes. All right, well, let's see how they're doing, where they are, who's going to make it first. Day number one of Bucksco versus Delco. We'll be back in just a moment.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
93.3 WMMR. Of course, it's everything that rocks. Good morning. 8:38, Preston and Steve show. We have a new Word of the Week prize, and we have a four-pack of floor seats for the WWE Live Summer Slam Heatwave Tour. It's going to be at the Wells Fargo Center Friday, July 6th. We'll give you four WWE prize packs. And we'll be good to go with that. So we'll do the letter at the end of today's program. Get you started on that. Give it away on Friday with the full Word of the Week prize. This is day number one of Bucksco versus Delco.
Bucksco versus Delco. Fight.
It's underway as we speak. Casey and Kathy out on the road for Operation Evac. The very first thing. It's a race of sorts. If you're just joining us, I'll explain the whole thing in a moment or two. But traffic is a bitch this morning, especially where we have our competitors. Nick's handling the duties. Nick, what is going on this morning?
Yeah, there's a text that came in, Preston, and it sums it up pretty well. It says, Casey's traffic is horrible. It's everybody's traffic is bad. West on the Turnpike in particular, the Turnpike West is jammed from Bensalem all the way out to Mid-County. Because of an accident, it's nearly an hour from that commute from Bensalem to the Mid-County. Jeez. And that accident's been there for the better part of the last hour and a half. But that's not all. The Blue Route northbound is jammed from 95 all the way up to Route 1. Schuylkill eastbound is jammed from Belmont to Girard due to an accident. 95 north between Academy and Woodhaven, and then 95 south between Cottman and Girard. 422 eastbound from 29 to 23 also is jammed. Ben Franklin Bridge westbound heading into the city stopped. And then in New Jersey, 55 north is slow from Deptford up to 42. And then 42 is completely backed up from College Drive out to 295. This report is brought to you by AAA. It's official. Cars break down. When your car breaks down, they'll fix it officially because they're AAA, the official car care for people with cars. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
All right. Thank you very much, Nick. So updates on Bucks Cove versus Delco day number one. If you're just tuning in, what we did is a race of sorts, and we wanted to make sure that we had equal distances. So we started Casey in Bucks County at Pensbury High School, Kathy's alma mater.
Right.
We had Kathy start at Paxson Hollow Golf Club, which is where Casey likes to play golf, and it's deep in Delco. And neither one of those locations has immediate access to a major thoroughfare like the Turnpike or the Blue Route. They had to find their way out of there with no GPS, no map or anything like that. And they had to make it to each other's location. So Casey had to go from Pensbury to Paxson Hollow. Kathy had to go from Paxson Hollow to Pensbury. And they've been duking it out. But, of course, traffic is an issue. And I said at the beginning of the whole thing, this is going to test your resourcefulness. You're going to have to figure out a way to do it. And there was an accident. And at that point, you got to decide whether or not you're going to use side streets and so on and so forth. So that's part of the whole thing, your ingenuity, your resourcefulness.
Also, while you might think, okay, I'm going to get on a turnpike, knowing that the turnpike can be precarious, what are the issues?
All right, so Kathy's on hold. She can hear us now. Apparently she's pretty close. Should we play audio of Casey first, do you think?
I think so.
Yeah. So we have these cameras in the car, and apparently they have audio. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So Nick Murphy recorded Casey, and this is, I think, when they started hitting the traffic.
This is, I think, after we get there at the stand of the race.
Dude, I'm about to f***ing get out of the car and cause a f***ing accident over here. And jump the median.
Yeah, but they said text the picture.
Dead stopped, so fuckers.
Take the picture.
Fucking dead stopped.
Text to Marissa, and then we'll call it, and then I'll call it.
Obviously getting a little frustrated, which I can understand.
Yes. Yeah, well, it's intense.
And then there was a moment when they passed each other on the turnpike.
Oh.
Did they see each other?
Yes.
Yeah, they did.
Here we go.
That's what this is.
We're screwed.
We're screwed. I got my phone off. I wanted to make sure it wasn't a message from the station.
It took them an hour to get there. Game over. Game over.
Yes. Good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you guys.
That's when they realized it. That's when they saw him.
When they were passing each other, I guess so. Yeah.
Oh man.
Hang on a second here.
Maybe the odds.
Let's see if we get one more comment from Casey in this.
Not saying anything.
That's it. Okay. We got this. We got this update. Hold on.
Delco versus Delco. Fight.
All right. Let me go to Kathy Romano. Kathy, are you there?
Is he there?
We can't answer that.
I'm at Pensbury High School right now. Where is Casey?
Well, I don't know. He's still on hold right now. But did you text a picture yet?
To Marissa. Yeah.
All right.
Hold on a second. Marissa, did you get it?
We got it.
We have a winner. We have a winner. That's right, Kathy.
Call me Katniss.
Call her Katniss. Kathy is officially the winner of day number one. She just made it. Wow.
This is amazing.
She's pretty excited. Okay.
I'm over with the guys who apparently were here when Casey was here as well.
Oh, they're still there?
They're hanging out.
So, Kathy.
They're mowing the lawn here at Pensbury High School.
Kathy, I don't know. You don't know this because you weren't listening, but apparently those guys tried to block Casey in before it even started.
So it's my boys.
Oh, my God. All right. So she made it there. And you know what? It was unforeseen events, meaning the traffic got nasty. So let's bring in the guy who tried really hard and is still on his way out there on the road. Casey?
Yo, guys.
Yeah.
All right. I can't be sour grapes here, but holy smokes. You're still on the freaking turnpike.
Oh, you're wow. still on the turnpike.
There was an accident close down to the lane. That was the initial wow. car traffic can that we got in. There was like a giant pool of wire, like industrial-sized wire, that fell on a car and completely crushed it.
Oh, my God.
And that's
is this even a real story?
No, it's true. The turnpike has been disastrous in the direction that Casey's going. And we heard there was even a car fire or something?
Well, that's probably what we're approaching right now. Because after we got past that accident, while we were cruising, guys, we were cruising for about a half of a mile. And then now we're crawling again. We're just getting to the Philadelphia Ambler Port Washington exit right now.
Oh, man.
Oh, so
we have been on the turnpike. If I can get a mile marker, what exit number is that? Damn it, we missed it. We've been on here for about 18 or 19 miles. We've also been on here for about an hour and 15 minutes. So.
Listen, we hit a... there was an accident on 252, and I thought I was screwed then.
All right, so how long were you held up in traffic, Kathy?
I mean, we hit a lot of traffic in Delaware County on 252 and then on Westchester Pike, and then when we got on the Blue Route, once we got, and the Mid-County tolls was stopped. That's where my heart started beating. I was like, oh, this is the end of it.
No boy.
And then on the Turnpike, wasn't too bad. I was worried about getting off at the Turnpike. But we cruised through the interchange there, and I was debating on which exit to get off at. Obviously, there's a bunch of different ways to come. So based on traffic, I was trying to figure it out, and I went with the Maple Ave exit and drove through Fairless Hills. And now I'm here, and people are driving by waving. Thank you.
She's oh, thank so happy. You. Oh, it's nothing. Casey, you actually, well, I thought when you found the turnpike quickly, I thought you nailed it. I thought you had it.
Yep.
Oh, we did. We didn't make any wrong turns at all. We were fortunate. I made a right onto that Foot Boulevard. I made a left onto some other road. I made a right onto 13, and then we got right on the Blue Route. I mean, not the Blue Route, the Turnpike.
I was surprised how quick you found the Turnpike too.
You wouldn't have known, but I mean that to me early on would have been that would have been it for you, Kathy.
I thought we had
it when I heard.
Yeah, I thought we had it in the bag, but like I'm telling you, like I've been looking at the traffic coming in the other direction, and it's been nothing but smooth sailing. So, I mean, at a certain point, I turned to Xander as he was taking a piss into a coffee cup.
Wait a minute.
I said, we're screwed here. So, I said, if Kathy does not win this contest, she's an effing idiot.
Said, hey,
well, fortunately, like the traffic, I was smooth sailing all the way here.
Hey, hang on a second. So you said you got concerned when you heard that Casey was on the turnpike?
Yeah, I was surprised how quick he found the turnpike. Bye. Sorry, I'm on it.
Well,
guys. Thank you very much.
How does she know I was on the
one
turnpike?
One second. That's the question we're going to ask.
How did you know he was on the turnpike?
How did I? Because I talked to you guys.
We didn't tell you he was on the turnpike, did we?
No.
Yeah, didn't they tell us he was? We were not listening to the radio or anything.
Okay.
So I was surprised that he made it to the turnpike so quick. I was like, oh, how did he even figure that out? Because it's a pretty, the school is not right by the turnpike.
Okay.
Kathy, do you speak Russian by any chance?
I don't know what that means.
Okay,
no.
Russian collusion. No, I don't, listen, it looked like it was going to go one way, and then the whole traffic thing obviously has impacted Casey in this. It's kind of weird to say because I would say this is one of the worst days for the turnpike traffic in a long time.
And by the way, we have these live cameras in the car. Casey, it looks like you guys are zipping along right now.
Yeah, no, we literally just got out of it.
Oh, man. That sucks.
We got past the Port Washington exit now. I mean, just in the course of the last, I don't know, minute or two.
Wow.
We actually started moving.
All right.
Can I just come back to the radio station?
Yeah, you can. You don't have to go to the golf course. I'm sure they're waiting there for you with open arms, but we got to get you back to work. So why don't you just hang a left on the Schuylkill Expressway when you get down this way?
I'm going to propose a theory here. Go ahead.
Can I
I really, please? Can I?
Well, I tell you what. Kathy has 200 points now.
What's this crap?
But I tell you what, how about we do this? If Casey makes it back here before Kathy, can we give him 50 points?
Nope, I don't think so. But you know, we'll discuss. Preston has the master plan here.
We've got plenty other ways for you guys to rack up more points over the next several days. Casey, you can easily get back up to speed on this, okay?
All right, guys.
But
hey,
guys,
Pancake stopped by to see me.
Oh, he did.
Oh, there you go.
He's from Bucks County, right?
Yep, fellow Bucks Cow, yeah.
All right. Kathy, I'm going to play this for you. We are the champions, my friend. Oh, Casey just hung up when I started that song. All right. Kathy, you've won contest number one. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. We'll head back, on the turnpike.
All right. We'll see you in just a little bit. So there you go.
Somebody tweeting out, Preston, that the guys who faked the moon landing were the ones behind Casey's traffic jam.
You never know. I mean, there are conspiracies abound. But in the meantime, that is it, friends, for
Delco versus Delco. Fight.
Date number one, and Kathy wins, and we're not going to hear the end of this.
Yeah. So let's assess this.
Okay.
Casey really seemed to be out ahead, and this is the kind of thing that drove him crazy about the first go-round, where he felt there were obvious inconsistencies. But the truth of the matter was, it was about resourcefulness.
It is.
And it was about making the call on whether you got on the turnpike, which I think I probably would have done as well.
Oh, I would have easily, and I would have stayed on the turnpike, too. And we also had no listening to the radio, so he had no idea what was going on ahead of him. But we didn't want...
Do you play the odds?
We didn't want that, you just had to use chance.
I think he's going to accept it today,
mm-hmm.
and then he's going to stew on it for about 24 to 36 hours.
I'm giving it 12.
Okay.
I'm giving it 12. Because I know I would, actually.
Yeah.
I would as well.
And it'll start to eat at him.
Yeah.
And then as the contests go on this week, it's really going to start to piss him off.
Because Preston was saying, well, we're not really getting the, like the really dramatic Casey. He was like, really, like all right, and, the foaming at the mouth and ready to go. And then I could clearly see, we were looking at the video feed, he had his index finger on his chin. He was like really, really
intently
trying to do this because it was, he's approaching it very seriously.
Absolutely.
And Kathy flippantly wins.
A lot at stake. Tomorrow morning, we have more competition set up and ready to go each and every day this week.
It ain't over till it's over.
And we have some really fun stuff planned for the rest of Bucks Code versus Delco. So pick a side, take it, and get yourself set and post about it on social media. Let us know what you think. We want to hear about it. Hey, listen, I've worked my best. I've tried my best to keep this as fair as possible, and we'll see how it plays out. But,
things where there's more of a chance element are balanced with another element that plays to both sides' abilities.
Yep. I know we're going to take a break in just a moment, but I did want to bring up this story because it's local in nature. So you guys know the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City is going to be opening up. Over the weekend, they had to fix a misspelling on a 30-foot-tall guitar that they installed outside this week.
Yeah.
So it's a Gibson Les Paul guitar. You've seen it before at other
Hard
Rocks.
Iconic. Yeah, that's it's a Hard Rock.
And they put it up Thursday morning, and officials didn't notice it. Somebody took a picture, and they noticed that on the treble, the rhythm and treble switch, rhythm is spelled incorrectly.
Oh, man.
It's spelled R-Y-T-H-E-M. There's no E in it.
Right.
And this thing's gigantic.
It's huge.
And so they had put it up, and somebody took a picture of it, and they realized they had a misspelling on it.
But they jumped on it quickly.
It's one of two expected to go up at the new resort. The second slated for installation, it was installation on Saturday. At the entrance,
guitar was spelled G-I-T-A-R.
Guitar. But Hard Rock officials say the typo was corrected. They fixed it by Thursday afternoon. They removed the extra vinyl letter.
When it's on a 30-foot statue, is typo appropriate?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Do you run it through a typewriter?
Well, not that I know of. The Hard Rock Hotel and Casino is going to open at noon on the 28th, by the way, the same day as the new Ocean Resort Casino. Is that the old Revel, the Ocean Resort?
Yeah, so two shuttered buildings are reopening. The Hard Rock was Taj Mahal, Revel is reopening as Oceans. And both of them, I mean, that's I love seeing casinos reopen or open at all down in Atlantic City.
Because it means jobs.
It means jobs, yeah, and it's great. But those were both, obviously, Revel was on the north end of the boardwalk. But to see two ones that were shuttered on the boardwalk reopen is a good sign.
I'm really curious to see what this means to the, you know, it's going to reinvigorate a lot anyway, we hope. But you're going to have...
The history of the Revel is really fascinating. I mean, the amount that they overspent when they opened it and everything that went along with it. Jose Garces had four restaurants in there.
Well, he says that was really at the core of taking down his restaurant empire right now and forcing them into bankruptcy.
And we did that live broadcast a few years ago. I loved Revel.
I liked it, too.
It was fantastic. The rooms were gorgeous.
It was amazing. It was. There was, and I think we all said, one key era that they made in the design was that you were about like a 15-minute walk before you hit casinos.
Yeah, it was massive. It is massive.
But that club that we did our mixer in, Royal Jelly,
God.
Was a cool place.
It's a full theater.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty cool. Jose Garces is opening two more restaurants in the Ocean Resort Casino.
He's too good to not, you know, have properties.
And the two of my favorites, Amada and Distrito, will be open down there.
His restaurants are great, but he's just a nice guy, too.
He's terrific.
I hope that it comes around for him. All right. Anyhow, just wanted to mention that real quick. We need to take a break. I'm going to give away some more of these $50 gift cards that I have from our friends at Wawa. Thanks to the CEO, Chris Geissens, for stopping by this morning. Don't forget that there will be two of the biggest fireworks shows in Welcome America history. Saturday, June 30th at Penn's Landing and Wednesday, July 4th at the Parkway. And Pitbull is headlining the July 4th concert on Parkway. And, of course, it's sponsored by Wawa. And Thursday is Wawa Hoagie Day. So come down to Independence Mall because it's free lunch, man. They have a seven-ton hoagie that is going to be hashed out. It's the world's largest hoagie. And I will be emceeing the event and would love to see you there on Thursday.
Preston, sorry to circle back, but I got a note from Pancake. He and Pierre are going to be broadcasting live from the Hard Rock on Thursday. So
nice. That's cool.
Live MMR from down the shore this Thursday for the Pierre Robert radio program.
Caller number 15, you get the Wawa gift card, 215-263-WMMR. That's the number. We're going to come back in a second, and it's the return of Double Dare tonight on Nickelodeon. Mark Summer is getting in touch with us in just a moment. Stay there.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, when I want to relax, I go to Hand and Stone Massage Facial Spa. Listen, whether you want a rejuvenating massage or refreshing facial, Hand and Stone is the place to go. Introductory massages or facials start at just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com or one of their 50 locations in the Delaware Valley. Restrictions apply. See spa for details.
Are you ready for love? If so, Stephen makes it easy, handpicking diamonds to create a stunning engagement ring that's guaranteed to take her breath away. Stephen Singer Jewelers, real love experts at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, or IHateStephenSinger.com.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
By the way, I understand Casey hasn't even made it to the Blue Route yet. Was that it?
He texted me a little bit ago and said he was still stuck on the turnpike.
This is a horrible
with
accident.
A lot of exclamation points.
Absolute wrong time for that to happen.
Yeah, and it was a worse situation than you normally find, which is a pretty bad situation to begin with.
By the way, Steve, you played that clip of Nick Nanapuyah.
Yeah.
I couldn't get that out of my head all weekend long.
I totally forget the context.
Don't know it either. Okay. It's just but I was just walking around the house, and every now and then I would just think, Nanapuyah.
It's how they say hello in Guam.
Nanapuyah.
Nanapuyah.
By the way, real quick, before we go to our guests, I want to remind you, we made an announcement last week. Our next Philly's Hottest category is Philly's Hottest Swimsuit. You know, they took that out of the Miss America pageant, so we're putting it back into Philly's Hottest. And we are now taking solicitations. Brittany won our Philly's Hottest Daisy Dukes and Cowboy Boots. Congratulations to her. All the money and prizes that she won. Up again, over $1,000 in jewelry and gift cards from Stephen Singer Jewelers, plus $1,000 in cash, and a professional photo shoot by Allison Dunlap Photography. Go to WMMR.com and click on contest, and you can submit your photos. Philly's Hottest Swimsuit, perfect category for summertime.
Absolutely.
And let's have you get on board. Let's get to our next guest. He's probably the most regular guest we have. And by that, I don't mean bowel movements. I mean...
Though I'm sure they're firm and corn-free.
I don't know. Yeah. It is the triumphant return of Double Dare. And he was on HQ last night. He's a man of many talents and a good friend. Please welcome Mr. Mark Summers. Yay! Good morning.
You know, I am pretty regular, though. I'm glad you brought that up.
That's a wonderful thing.
It's a healthy colon is a healthy man.
Yeah.
That's what
I have a semicolon.
But a semicolon.
It's yeah.
Nice. Mark, yeah, I know Nick is excited to talk about HQ because he caught the whole thing last night. Was that a fun experience?
It was. I'm a big fan of Scott Rogowski. In fact, you know, when I discovered HQ several months ago, I tracked him down and just said, hey, you know, I really admire you. His career kind of parallels mine in that when I got Double Dare, I was about 33 years old, and he's 33 years old. He's really a brilliant comic and has become a very good friend. And I was actually nervous about doing it because it takes place in a very teeny studio with a very teeny teleprompter, and I have very teeny eyes that can't see anything anymore. And, it, you know, and it's live. And but it was fun. Nick, how'd it come off? Did it look okay?
Well, except for the parts that you messed up, Mark, it was really great. No,
at
listen.
One point, I'd like to tell you one point. We exploded this balloon with confetti in it, okay? We didn't rehearse any of this stuff. So all the confetti adhered to the teleprompter because of the static electricity.
Oh, boy.
There was one point where I didn't know what the hell was going on because we couldn't even see anything. It was just so bizarre. But that's why I said I love live TV.
Yeah. No, you did a great job. So does Scott. And I am a fan. I love playing HQ. And I saw your tweets yesterday indicating that you were going to be on last night. So it was a great reminder. I watched the whole thing. It was longer than normal, and it was more money than normal. And the fact that you guys slimed him and did all the Double Dare stuff with the pies to the face and whatever else, it really looked like you were both having fun. So I was a fan of it before and a bigger fan after last night.
Yeah, we got pretty good. The whole thing is, you know, how many people stay after you're eliminated for the game? Do people go away? Do they stay?
Right.
Like a huge retention last night. Like over 500,000 people stayed just to see what was going to happen next. I felt horrible for him because he's never been through what I've been going through for the last 32 years. And when the slime hit him, I think he was in shock.
It's a wake-up call, certainly. But he's a big game show aficionado. And so, obviously, he holds you in reverence for what you've done. So... it has to be cool. It's almost like Vader meeting Obi-Wan Kenobi. The master has become the student has become the master, but it's cool. Now, Double Dare itself, the premiere is tonight, correct?
Yep.
On Nickelodeon.
Yeah, all summer for the next 8 weeks, 8 o'clock Monday through Friday on Nick. Yep.
Now it was nary what 3 or 4 years. Maybe even more recently, where this would seem like absolutely not going to happen, and here we are. It's got to be wild for you.
It is. I never in a million years, I mean, we've talked about this on the show many times over the years, and I just thought, well, this is just not going to happen. And so, you know me, I'm a pain in the ass, and I constantly drive people insane, which is how I've worked throughout my entire career. People used to say, I'll hire you if you just stop calling me, okay?
Right.
So for 10 years, I've been crawling up Nickelodeon's rear end saying, you know, we need to do this, we need to do this. And it was always no, 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 no. And then I read that Blue's Clues was coming back, and then I read that Clarissa Explains It All was coming back. And I just sent an email, as Mark Summers tends to do, one line to all the executives that said, am I getting the next phone call? That's all it said. And a few days later, I wake up, and on the email it says, can you call us? And I did, and they said, we want to bring it back. Do you want to do it? And that was April 27th. The fact that they put a set together, put a show together, and we are shooting 40 episodes in 11 days. This is the most insane schedule I've ever been on in my entire life.
It's wow. Amazing, wow. Too, because we are currently in the throes of reboot, you know, Rebootapalooza. So it only makes sense. But this is a show that's so obvious, especially, you know, the show itself has been celebrated on the Goldbergs and multiple other shows. And, the time is right. So how do you feel? How do you feel today? I mean, you've been you're a veteran of this stuff for many, many years.
Yeah.
Do you still get nervous? Do you still have a little bit of a butterflies in your stomach?
Yeah, you do. And I think if you lose that, you know, it's time to get out of the business. Yeah, I could say for the first time I've been sort of, I don't want to say ill at ease because that's not the term, but butterflies would be, I suppose, the deal. Here's the deal. There's a girl by the name of Liza Koshy,
yeah,
who's basically the main host. I have stepped aside. I'm now the announcer and also participate in physical challenges. And so the interesting thing was the other day she got ill in the middle of the show, and they came over to me and they said, can you just pick it up from here? And I said, yeah, sure. And they said, do you want to rehearse? And I went, no. And I just went in and hosted the second half and did the obstacle course. And it just like was riding a bicycle. It was so much fun to get up and do that whole thing again. And what I'm curious to see is there's a whole group of folks who grew up watching the thing. And, of course, Philadelphia is where the whole thing launched. And you walk down the street in Philly and people say, you know, I was in the audience or I was on or my cousin was on or my dad was on or whatever. And now we have this young lady by the name of Liza who's going to be hosting it. And her audience has no idea who I am. And my audience knows who she is. And so the question is there going to be a melding of two generations and are they all going to watch and enjoy it? And that's what we'll find out this week. You know. Yeah.
Hey, Mark, that was actually a question on HQ last night that I got right because of you, which was where was the other location besides Orlando where they shot Double Dare? And it was right here in Philadelphia.
Absolutely. Started at WHYY in September of 86. We went on the air October 6, 1986. And,
mine like a trap.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Who am I speaking with? So, yeah, it's all going to be fun, and I'm curious to get your guys' reactions. I mean, we're enjoying it, and the audience seems to be loving it. And it's a bigger obstacle course, like 20% bigger.
Wow.
A lot of the familiar obstacles are back. Some new stuff is there. We're doing some classic physical challenges, some new physical challenges. We've done some celebrity versions. So there's a lot of cool stuff going on.
So, Mark, back in the day when your production budget was a little bit less, did things break and did you have issues like that versus now when you got a little more to work with?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, things would break on a regular basis. Because we did – when we first started there, we were spending like $12,000 an episode, okay? I can't tell you what we're spending now. But it is so much more. You could buy a house based on what episode.
That's awesome.
And, yeah, because and we're shooting it in a space that's like, 2 football fields. And, you know, when I started Nickelodeon, it was this little mom-and-pop operation. Now there are so many humans running the joint. And you know, I'll walk out with a shirt and 3 people will say, you know, you're not wearing that. Go back in the dressing room.
There's a lot of cooks in the kitchen. Well, a bigger budget means also things are going to be safer. You would constantly talk about how you bemoan the fact that they often had to set up a temporary morgue for the contestants. It was an issue.
Bring that up.
I know. But it won't be like that now. And this Liza Koshy is her name?
Yes.
She's very charismatic. I was watching a little bit of she's done some YouTube work and stuff like that. I think she's a perfect fit for you.
Yeah, no, she's fantastic. You know, has a great sense of humor. She's only 22 years old, but she's wise beyond her years. And we sort of clicked off the bat. You know, you never know when you put 2 people together, is it going to work or not work? And it just magically did. So I'm thankful for that. And she's also a very, for lack of a better term, respectful. She comes to me all the time and says, you know, what am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? You know, what can I do to improve? And she's a real sweet girl. And she's exploding. You know, they have this thing called VidCon. Do you guys know what VidCon is?
No.
It's, you know, they have all these cons. And it's all these... YouTube stars, and there's a convention.
Yes.
This year it was down in Anaheim.
Yeah.
And she was like the star. She's got a new series that's premiering on YouTube this week. I went to watch the premiere of that last week at a screening. And so she's all over the place. She was on Colbert the other day, for God's sake. So good for her.
Nice. Yeah.
Mark, have you been telling people about Drunk Day Double Dare, or have you been avoiding that like the plague on the set?
Well, you know, I think better certain people don't know.
Sure, just keep keep that one a secret. That's like you know. Well, I have a porn past. I'd prefer that not come to light.
I can always depend on Marissa to bring up things such as that.
Yeah, when you were known as Mark Dong Summers.
That's right. Yeah, make sure nobody Googles Mark Summers tells the audience to shut the F up.
Oh, and nice. I don't want to plug too much other than your show, Mark, but Rogowski is going to be on Colbert tonight as well, right?
Yeah, I plugged that like crazy yesterday because he's very sweet about not promoting himself too much. But, yeah, he's going to be on. I'm excited for him because I told him, you know, when I walked out to the Tonight Show, you watch it your whole life, and then they announce you, and you go, what the hell am I doing here?
Yeah.
And I said that's going to kind of be your feeling when you walk out tomorrow. So I'm very excited for him, and I know he'll kill it. And just, you know, big things are about to happen for this young man, believe me.
Very cool.
Well, then are you doing those live shows this weekend?
I can't talk too much about this, but there's going to be an announcement very soon about some stuff coming out where we're going to be going around the country, perhaps. So,
and what about the next Fast and Furious? We've heard rumors that you're replacing Vin Diesel as Dom.
You guys have all the hot information. How did you find out?
I know. Yeah. Well, we have our sources.
Yeah, I apparently do. Where are you guys going on vacation this year?
Man, I have a pit in the backyard.
I'm not doing anything.
The
I'm
soil is moist.
Hanging around. I'm going to go up to upstate New York and play some golf with a buddy. But why? You got a big vacation plan?
No. I was supposed to be on vacation now, and then this little show popped up. So I had to cancel everything.
When you get a break, come out to here. We'll go down to the sump and shoot rats at BB guns.
I look forward to that.
Nice. Right, listen, I'm excited to see what this brings. This new,
it's going
to
be great,
upped version of it, and stoked that this is coming back around, Mark. So we just want to pop you on, promote it, and make sure people are aware of it.
You're always very kind. I can't wait to hear what you guys think, and have a great summer. And we will see you real soon.
All right,
you
buddy, Mark Summers, guys.
Yeah,
Double Dare back on. Nick,
isn't that cool?
Tonight, yes.
So cool.
And we were watching some clips of it, and they've definitely stepped up the budget.
Yeah.
And the props and obstacles look like they're of another level, which
that
is really
wood
cool.
Chipper game looks particularly brutal.
Don't particularly want to be a part of it, but you know, it's make for great entertainment.
Yeah, makes you play on. Yeah, keeps you on your game. Let's put it that way.
So we're waiting for Kathy and Casey to make their way back here after day one of Busco versus Delco, in case you're just tuning in. Kathy's up 200-0. Casey, I figured we'd throw a big number out there for the first day, and sure enough, there you go. But listen, some points can be won back tomorrow. We have a very cool contest that I think we're set to go for tomorrow. Are they bringing in a friend tomorrow?
Yes,
they're both bringing in friends.
Yeah.
Friends.
And they keep asking questions as to why does their friend need to come in? What do they, who should I invite? And so I've been wanting to keep everything secret. Now, it was 5 years ago that we did the first one, and I don't remember if we told them what they were doing or not. I'd have to go either. Back.
We did in some of the cases, but some things we kept a secret. In this case, I believe we've kept everything, the entire schedule, a secret.
Look who's here.
You made it.
He's back.
All right.
Where's Kathy? I guess that's right. She went further
out. Stop for breakfast.
She's probably stuck in traffic. Come on over here, man.
Are you all right?
Let's get you in your spot. And
listen, you know, I'm sick and tired of Kathy calling me a sore loser, so I have to meter my responses here. But, dude, I mean,
Travis, you got screwed.
Did you see the picture I sent?
We did.
Of the car?
Yeah, man.
It looked charred. Smashed.
Absolutely smashed in. And like, and the thing is, so we were going pretty smooth. See, I heard the traffic report you guys said from Ben Salem to Mid County, and that's no lie. It was a steady crawl the entire time.
Jeez,
so the traffic didn't start until after we got past Route 1. Had there been really bad traffic leading up to Route 1, I would have jumped off there and gone down Route like Roosevelt. I
don't think there's anything you could have done to change anything. Mm-mm. You know, the outcome was pretty much sealed once that accident happened on the
turnpike. You couldn't have relied. Now, the one thing Preston did bring up to me while we were talking off air, did at any point did you consider leaning across to a car and saying, what do you hear about traffic?
Well, so here's the other thing is I'm driving with Xander. And this is after he had taken a piss in a coffee cup.
Right.
Okay.
Which is his thing.
And I said, I kept looking in the oncoming traffic and there was no traffic. But I said, if I see Kathy in the MMR vehicle anytime soon, I said, we're done. You know, because this is well before
Flower Town.
No, the Doylestown exit.
Oh, okay.
And and then I saw them. I saw them smooth sailing.
And that was it.
That was it. And I had no idea, you know, anything up until that point. And so they passed us and I'm like, there is no chance in hell. So at that point, there was a dude that took my picture.
Yeah.
And what did he say? He goes, this direction is the worst. He goes, because everybody's going into the city. And I'm like, and I'm thinking to myself, into the city? What are you talking about? But sure enough, that one the Doylestown exit goes into the city. So 6 to 11 goes into the city. And then the next exit, that Fort Washington exit, is another conduit to get into the city. So everything, you know, if I would have gone 95 north, or 95 south, it would have been bad. So I was talking.
Do you think there was a way, even if you had have known that the traffic would have been that bad with side streets, you could have made it work?
I I think my direction was probably the worst direction to go in.
All right. And, especially today.
Especially today because of that. I mean, dude.
We're looking at a picture. The vehicle is just decimated.
So we were getting ready to take the picture, and I saw how bad it was, and I go, well, wait, hang on a second. I go, somebody's dead.
Yeah.
I'm like, we can't take a picture of that accident, right? Yeah. So, but we were coming up, and there were no ambulances or anything like that, so... I said, all right, you know, we got to snap the photo because otherwise nobody's going to believe me.
Yeah.
But that took up two lanes of traffic, and that was the holdup. And then right after that, we got through that. I'm like, oh, yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
Right? And then we went, you know, 55 miles per hour for about a half mile, maybe three quarters of a mile, and then it was a standstill again.
We were watching the feed, and you could see through your window out the sides, you at a standstill for quite a long time.
Yeah, and having heard Kathy say that she made... When she said she went to 252, I'm like, okay, there's no way. Had there been no traffic either way, I would have beaten her by probably the amount of time she beat me.
Well, you're pretty good. You're handling this well.
It was fun. It was fun all the way up until the time where we stopped moving.
Here's how I look at it.
Yeah.
Over the course of a baseball season, some of the balls land on the chalk. Some of the pitches you get called strikes. Some get called balls. Over the course of the season, the calls tend to even themselves out, right? So you can't bitch about the umping. You can't bitch too much about the things going wrong against your team.
I don't think you guys foresaw this.
Right. Yeah. So my point is, by the end of this week, you're going to get a couple bounces. So
maybe.
A couple things are going to go your way.
We'll see.
And the thing that didn't work out this morning, probably somewhere along the way, will go your way later in the week.
Kath, you want to weigh in on this?
Shot. Oh. Holy
Yeah. Hey! Oh, I'm sorry.
We
just lost connection.
Oh my God! He just hung up on her. He just reached over to my control board and
pushed
hung,
the button
hung
down
up on her.
Hung up on.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay.
Wow. Who did that?
I have to say, you're handling yourself quite nicely.
You had been handling yourself. You stopped about
that. She just told me to shut up.
You hung up on her.
Good.
But that was before you hung up on her.
Yeah. That was before I hung up on her. She was an a-hole, and I was tired of hearing it. So I'm going to have to hear about this, like, forever. As if she did something right.
What this does for you is it encourages you. You know,
and she made like four wrong turns and asked for directions, and she still beat me. Oh my God, I can't believe I lost.
That's from the What About Bob.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 9:28. We lost the president.
Yeah. By the way, we have tomorrow all set to go. We have the next round. What time are we starting that, Marissa? Is that in the 8 o'clock hour? Yeah, we're doing that a little bit after 8 o'clock. So we'll start a little bit later than we did this morning.
We're going to spread it around, as they say.
I'm wondering if we should tell these guys what we're doing just so they can... So we don't hear about it, and I would have brought
well,
somebody else.
Well, there's nothing.
If I would have known that we were going to do that, I would have brought somebody else.
Well, I say don't. I mean, because listen... You didn't tell us what was going on today, and somehow Kathy still managed to arrange a giant spool of wire to be dropped on a car. So who knows what she'll be able to do
with knowledge.
Oh, man. All right.
Yep.
I think revealing tomorrow wouldn't create any advantage at all. So
okay. All right. Well, you know what? We'll say
finish them. Bucks Code versus Delco. Fight.
All right. Day one is in the books.
Yeah. And by the way, the reason I wasn't so amped up in the beginning is because I was allowing, you know, I wanted you to give the instructions. You had this you've been planning this for weeks and weeks and weeks. So I was letting you talk. And in the course of that time, that guy pulled in front of the car, and it like totally threw me off. I'm like,
you had a guy pull up in front of you, but if you hadn't heard, there were before Casey started, there were two guys pulled in separate vehicles to block you in so that you couldn't, which is kind of funny. Well, it was funny.
They did it very quickly, too.
They did, yeah.
I just revealed your location.
Well, the guy heard it. I think he was coming home from work,
and
he happens to live right across from Pensbury, and so he pulled over. And blocked you in.
Yeah, and somebody asked why I stopped the Cracker Barrel in Plymouth Meeting. Because Xander already filled up the pee cup, so I needed to use their bathroom.
Did you
like checkers? Or?
No.
Okay.
No, but I barely made it to the bathroom.
Where did he deposit his pee cup?
He brought it into the bathroom at Cracker Barrel and dumped it.
In retrospect, you could have peed on the side of the road.
He really could have. Yeah. He really could have.
Oh, my God.
That was fun. That was fun.
All right, good. You enjoyed it?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, with that, I think we should take a break and come back in a moment. Kathy will probably be here by the time we get started in this next...
she'll wonder what happened.
Bit of conversation, so you might want to be around for that. We'll come back in just a moment or two. I have more bizarre file stories that we'll get to in a second. Make sure you stay with us.
93.3 WMMR presents Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month. Judy Kim in The Assassination. Celebrating our area's best talent. Bringing it to you on air, online, and in the community. Click Local Shots at WMMR.com to see and hear more. Judy Kim and the Assassination, Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month. Sponsored by Family and Company Jewelers. Find a band that rocks her world at Family. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Right now.
All right. Thank you very much, Nick. So Casey back in our studio, awaiting the arrival of Kathy.
Where did Kathy go? Yeah.
Well, Casey was already headed in this direction.
Oh, that's right.
Kathy headed up way past where Kathy was or Casey was, and then had to get there, take the picture, and then turn around and come back. And she's sitting in the residual traffic. On the
I bet she's putting together a last minute high school reunion.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You never know. There were people there at the school.
A whole bunch of people showing up and waving her on.
Yeah. All right, we need to do the B-File, and I got some stories, and I'm going to give them to you right now. Here we go.
Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Yeah. Brought to you by A.D. Moyer, voted the number one window dealer in the Tri-County area for 15 consecutive years. Don't just replace your windows. Upgrade your home with Anderson Windows. A.D. Moyer. .com. Well, if you ever have doubts about whether a baby animal is domesticated or not, you should really not take it anywhere. The Wildlife Rehabilitation Center of Minnesota shared a photo of a, quote, kitten that was brought in by a very observant client who heard it crying for help in a parking lot. They noted that after the client brought in the kitten, after they brought the kitten home, he started suspecting that it was not a domesticated breed. About a day later, they realized it was actually a bobcat once again.
God,
it's like the third bobcat story in a week.
Now, bobcats are actually cute, but I think I could tell the difference between a domestic kitten and a bobcat.
They have larger paws.
They do.
So
they have
anyhow,
bobcat stamped on the side.
They transferred the animal to a different facility after determining that it was dehydrated and say after the bobcat is more stable, it'll be transferred to a rehab that works with bobcats. So be careful when you grab that animal. I normally don't report on stories like this, but it has a bizarre twist to it. A Palm Bay, Florida man is facing charges after investigators say he dressed as Elvis and tried to meet an underage girl for sex. Paul Amato, 64 years old, responded to an online ad. It was posted by an undercover. It was a sting operation.
Okay.
It was posted by an undercover agent with the sheriff's office.
Did he figure he would curry favor with the young girls if he dressed like Elvis? Does he think it's 1961?
Amato thought that he was contacting the father of a 13-year-old girl who was offering this up. Amato described in detail what he wanted to do and told the agent that he was an Elvis impersonator and he wanted to wear his Elvis costume during
so
this event.
A pervert and stupid.
Uh-huh. The two agreed to meet in a Lowe's parking lot in April, where the investigator said Amato showed up in the Elvis costume. The agent posing at the father asked Amato if he was ready, to which he said yes. And at that point, they arrested this complete
something
idiot.
Something tells me I'm going to jail.
Oh, God, look at this idiot.
Oh,
got a picture of him.
Yeah.
He's really gross looking. A 66-year-old mother has been arrested for allegedly shooting at her adult son after saying, "I'll be damned if I let him have the last word," following an argument over a cell phone. Priscilla Ann Etheridge was taken into custody after an incident near her home in Panama City Beach, Florida. Police say that the pair were arguing over her cell phone, which she thought he had taken from her.
You took my cell phone!
They later found it in
her
house.
I'll be damned if I let you have the last word.
The 46-year-old got on his, that's the son, he got on his bicycle to leave the home, but his mother followed him in her car, they say. Once she had ridden up next to him, Etheridge allegedly opened her window and shot at him with a .22 caliber handgun.
I will blow your head off for telling a fib.
She missed, and he was unharmed. The mother was taken into custody not long afterwards. She remains behind bars on an aggravated assault charge with a firearm.
Listen, I went a little loopy there, I admit it.
But her...
I even had a different accent.
Her quote was, "I'll be damned if I let him have the last word."
Mom, she's incorrigible, isn't she?
All right. Here's another Florida story.
All right. Yeah,
three in a row. That's three in a row. Yes.
Florida man. Florida man.
We actually need a jingle that says Florida monkey because a pet spider monkey that attacked a woman outside of a Home Depot store in Okeechobee this month was involved in another attack days earlier at the same store.
It's part of a spree.
Authorities say Tina Ballard took her animal into the store as she shopped on May 27th. That incident was not reported to law enforcement, but Ballard was subsequently cited following a second incident on June 4th when the animal escaped from the truck in the parking lot and bit a woman on her back. Investigators cited...
Could you imagine you're going shopping and a monkey bites you on your back?
Investigators cited...
Yes, I could be like heaven.
Ballard for failing to constrain the animal properly, resulting in an injury. Ballard reportedly told store employees after the first incident that the monkey, quote, just wanted a hug and to play.
What can I say? I'm a bad monkey. I do bad things.
Home Depot.
Just shut up.
Home Depot employees did not report that.
I like to bite backs.
That incident because it involved an employee instead of a customer.
I smoke and I'll piss all over you.
Instead,
I'm a bad monkey.
Store manager told Ballard that she could not bring the animal back into the store. The May incident happened as the monkey was seated in a shopping cart as Ballard went to the checkout lane.
What a lovely hairy child you have.
The monkey.
That's what it looked like, right?
That's the woman working at the at the counter.
Oh, your child's so hairy.
Yeah. The monkey jumped out of the cart and grabbed the cashier's shirt. The incident left red marks on the cashier's shoulder and back. The sheriff's office said that Ballard left the monkey in her truck as they returned to the store on June 4th. Although the monkey was on a leash, it got out of the truck and made its way down to the parking lot. A woman who saw the monkey in a break area outside the store tried to grab its leash, but the animal climbed onto her back and proceeded to bite her twice.
This is giving me serious concern here because I was thinking about taking my rabbit hyena out shopping. But maybe I won't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Not a good call. All right. I have a few good stories left. I'll save a couple for tomorrow, but this one I have to end with. A man who is known as Butt Juice
was convicted
in federal court on Tuesday for his involvement in several gang activities.
When friends drop by unexpectedly, I break out the Butt Juice.
Including shootings, theft, and drug activities. Lamont Jones, a member of the Up to Hill gang.
Up to Hill, and he is Butt Juice from the Up to Hill gang.
He's the one.
Yeah, this is the sequel to Goonies.
They're in Baltimore and was convicted of conspiracy to participate in a racketeering enterprise and two conspiracy charges involving possession and distribution of drugs. He'll be sentenced on October 5th and faces life in prison.
Name is Juice. Butt Juice.
Butt Juice and other members of the gang sold crack, heroin, and marijuana. Butt Juice was also involved in many violent acts, including stabbing of someone he called a snitch, a shooting involving two people from a competing gang, and the killing of a rival gang member named Harry Hicks.
Do you pick your name Butt Juice, or does that get chosen for you?
I think if you have picked the name Butt Juice, you're deranged.
Wait a minute. We just skipped over Harry Hicks for a moment here.
Harry Hicks?
Change one letter.
Yeah. I'm sure he did. Listen, learn from my mistake. Change a letter. Butt Deuce.
Harry Hicks. There were eight defendants indicted for alleged Up to Hill gang related crimes.
Where are you guys located? Well, we're up to Hill.
That's according to what hill? Dating back to 2000. You want to know some of the other gangs in the area?
Yeah, please.
All right, there's Hillside. A lot of hills in that area. Coppin Court, and Little Spellman. Those are the names of the group.
Little Spellman, Up to Hill, Coppin Court.
Little Spellman, yeah.
So I guess Coppin Court is where people cop their, you know, their drugs.
That's what I'm thinking, right? Yeah, or cop a field.
There you go. All right, and there you go. That's what I have. in the bizarre file for you this morning. We got a text from somebody who says, just saw Kathy at Denny's.
Oh.
Here she is. She's dancing.
Here I am. I'm back.
Wow, did you get laid?
She came.
It's like getting laid.
Pirouetting back in.
Talking from memory.
After her victory in Bucksco versus Delta.
Wow.
Dana.
Wow.
That's so fun.
200-0 up on the scoreboard.
You're glowing.
And, yeah, sure is.
There's 5 full days of this, so there's plenty of time for...
the tides could turn.
To ground to be gained.
Maybe. What way did you come back?
Boulevard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You could have done the Boulevard.
Yeah.
I would not have done 95, though. You still would have.
Yeah.
There's
because
no
most
way.
People going into the city from Bucks County are going to take 95. That's usually like... at a crawl. Probably what you experienced on the turnpike is what 95 is like every day.
Did you see the picture he posted of the car that he passed?
Oh, my God.
That's well, you probably
that
saw
was terrible.
It.
I mean, I hope. No, we didn't. I didn't see. We did see the traffic, but yeah. I didn't see the
well,
accident.
Probably because you guys were going so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. You couldn't see
Whist
anything
right
on the other
it.
Side of the road.
But yeah, so, you know, that's the brakes. Who knew there was going to be an accident involving an industrial-sized piece of cable that smashed a car and nearly cut it in half?
And we there were no ambulances or anything. You
no,
okay.
I didn't know anything. Otherwise, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't
right,
have taken
out of
yeah. I hope that yeah. that was that car yeah. was crushed. I hope
it looked
everybody
like
was okay.
Like if anybody was in the passenger seat, they probably wouldn't have made it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Since
about,
it's a morning commute, you hope it was just one person in the.
Normally, if there's a fatality or something like that, they get on that pretty quick.
Right.
With the news reports, but I do not know. Hopefully, they're going to.
This
okay.
is what people you know you lose sight of it because of the time that we come in every morning. Right. That's a daily battle.
Yeah.
That's a daily battle for everyone.
What we were saying in the car.
Yeah.
Rick was saying that you guys are lucky. You don't ever have to deal with this.
Yeah. We
yeah,
just have to get up at an ungodly hour.
Even at, you know, I mean, because I hit the road before 4:30. But even if it's like 5:30 and you hit it, there's a huge difference.
Oh, it increases exponentially.
In the uptick in traffic. All right, Casey, give me a signal. We got to take a break right now.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back in a second. Some more stuff to give away, more things to get to. We'll be back in just a moment.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
The bizarre file for you this morning. We got a text from somebody who says, just saw Kathy at Denny's.
Oh.
Here she is. She's dancing.
Here I am. I'm back.
Wow, did you get laid?
She came.
It's like getting laid.
Pirouetting back in.
Talking from memory.
After her victory in Bucksco versus Delta.
Wow.
Dana.
Wow.
That's so fun.
200-0 up on the scoreboard.
You're glowing.
Yeah, sure is.
There's 5 full days of this, so there's plenty of time for...
the tides could turn.
To ground to be gained.
Maybe. What way did you come back?
Boulevard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You could have done the Boulevard.
Yeah.
I would not have done 95, though. You still would have.
Yeah.
There's
because
no
most
way.
People going into the city from Bucks County are going to take 95. That's usually like at a crawl. Probably what you experienced on the turnpike is what 95 is like every day.
Did you see the picture he posted of the car that he
I
passed?
Did.
Oh, my God.
That's
well, you probably
yeah, that
saw
was terrible.
It.
I mean, I hope. No, we didn't. I didn't see. We did see the traffic, but yeah. I didn't see the
well,
accident.
Probably because you guys were going so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. You couldn't see anything on the other side of the road.
But yeah, so, you know, that's the brakes. Who knew there was going to be an accident involving an industrial-sized piece of cable that smashed a car and nearly cut it in half?
And we there were no ambulances or anything. You
no,
okay.
I didn't know anything.
Yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't
right,
have taken
out of
yeah. I hope that yeah. that was that car
yeah.
was crushed. I hope
it looked
everybody
like,
was okay.
Like if anybody was in the passenger seat, they probably wouldn't have made it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Since
about,
it's a morning commute, you hope it was just one person in the.
Normally, if there's a fatality or something like that, they get on that pretty quick.
Right.
With the news reports, but I do not know. Hopefully, they're going to be.
This
okay.
is what people you know you lose sight of it because of the time that we come in every morning.
Right.
That's a daily battle.
Yeah.
That's a daily
we just,
battle for everyone.
What we were saying in the
yeah,
car.
Yeah.
Rick was saying that you guys are lucky. You don't ever have to deal with this.
Yeah. We
yeah,
just have to get up at an ungodly hour.
Even at, you know, I mean, because I hit the road before 4:30. But even if it's like 5:30 and you hit it, there's a huge difference.
Oh, it increases exponentially.
In the uptick in traffic. All right, Casey, give me a signal. We got to take a break right now.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back in a second. Some more stuff to give away, more things to get to. We'll be back in just a moment.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank
and your grandfather drank.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
So we're going to do today's lesson question, and we're going to give away a pair of tickets to see the world's best soccer clubs return for the International Champions Cup. And this will be Wednesday, July 25th. Man, I forgot how to pronounce this, Nick.
Juventus.
Juventus takes on FC Bayern at Lincoln Financial Field Wednesday, July 25th. A question I have for you is, what does the Wolfman, or who does the Wolfman need to have bail him out? 215-263 WMMR.
You didn't get to hear any of this,
didn't
you?
No, I didn't get to hear any of it.
Who does the Wolfman need to have bail him out? 215-263 WMMR. Call right now. We're going to do the trash while you're calling in.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right, this morning's brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. This summer, Dunkin's got ice cream inspired iced coffee in the flavors you love, pistachio, cookie dough, and butter pecan. Stop by Dunkin' today. What's your flavor? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. What's going on this morning, Steve?
Well, a love letter written by Madonna in 1991 to model Amanda Cazalet describing her sexual fantasies is about to go up for auction. In the graphic letter, Madonna describes thinking about Cazalet day and night and pleasuring herself by sitting on a pneumatic paint mixer.
Whoa.
Hey! That's heavy duty. A woman is suing Dolly Parton's famous theme park, Dollywood, after the ride she was on injured her. Apparently, the woman lurched forward on the ride and completely knocked out all of her tooth.
Oh, my God. It never gets old.
And finally, 76ers Ben Simmons, seen back with Kendall Jenner just weeks after she had been photographed getting hot and heavy with Anwar Hadid. Simmons says the joke is on Kendall because he slept with Kendall's mom, Caitlin, who he says had bizarrely huge hands and, quote, a pretty hairy ass.
Wow.
I don't think anyone's told him.
That's your Hollywood train.
All right, we will see if we can get an answer to the lesson question, see if you're paying attention today. So who does the Wolfman need to have bail him out? 215-263-WMMR is the number. I will go to, let's go to, it's Joe. Hi, Joe. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yo, Joe, who does Wolfman need to have bail him out?
Dracula?
No.
Dracula.
Not Dracula. Sorry, sir. Incorrect. Let me go next to Chuck. Hey, Chuck. Chuck.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Who's Wolfman need to have him bail him out?
Frankenstein.
Yeah! Dracula was there, but Frankenstein had to bail him out. Chuck, you're right. We are going to set you up with a pair of tickets to see the world's best soccer clubs return for the International Champions Cup. Don't miss the greatest tournament on U.S. soil as Juventus takes on FC Bayern at Lincoln Financial Field Wednesday, July 25th. And tickets at internationalchampionscup.com, by the way. Let's get into music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah! All right, and it's brought to you by Armor Metals and Recycling. In any of the construction trades, Armor Metal pays top dollar for all metals, wires, motors, and peripheries. 8300 National Highway in Pennsauken, or call 856-665-5715. An extremely sad weekend for the world of rock, and especially on the heavier side. Pantera and Hell Yeah drummer Vincent Paul Abbott, a.k.a. Vinnie Paul, died on Friday night. He was only 54 years old.
Jeez.
He apparently died in his sleep at his home in Las Vegas. No cause of death was given at press time. But sources close to the drummer told the Las Vegas Review-Journal that he suffered a major heart attack. He was well overweight. A message at the Pantera Facebook page read, Vincent Paul Abbott, a.k.a. Vinnie Paul, has passed away. Paul is best known for his work as a drummer in the bands Pantera and Hell Yeah. No further details at this time are available. The family requests that you please respect their privacy during this time. And what a blow for the family, because his brother, Dimebag Darrell Abbott, he founded Pantera in 1981 along with bassist Rex Brown. He was shot and killed
on stage
several years ago. Yeah. After three moderately hard rocking independent albums, the band recruited singer Philip Anselmo and evolved into a much heavier sounding act. Their 1990 major label debut, Cowboys from Hell, made them pioneers of a new kind of sound that combined thrash metal riffing with grinding groove laden rhythms and an almost industrial precision. Pantera became one of the most influential metal bands of the 90s, churning out classic albums like Vulgar Display of Power and Far Beyond Driven, the latter of which hit number one on the Billboard 200 chart. When the band broke up in the early 2000s due to tensions between the Abbotts and Anselmo, the brothers started a new band, and that was called Damage Plan, but that came to an end on December 8, 2004, when Daryl Abbott was shot dead on stage at the age of 38 by a deranged gunman as the band performed at the Al Rosa Villa nightclub in Columbus, Ohio. Vinny never spoke to Phil Anselmo again after his brother's death, feeling that some less than kind things Anselmo said about Daryl in the press may have set the killer off. 2 years after his brother's death, Vinny returned to music with the group Hell Yeah, which also featured members of Mudvayne and Nothing Face. The band has released five albums together over the past decade, most recently 2016's Undeniable, and were most recently working on a sixth studio effort. Vinny was said to have finished his drum tracks for the new LP, which means maybe they'll have a posthumous album that'll come out. At press time, Vinny's body had been turned over to the medical examiner to determine an official cause of death, after which his body will be flown to Texas to be buried between his mother and brother. And, of course, obviously, a lot of people from the world of rock are checking in, and former members of his bands, like Rex Brown, whose relationship with Vinny since the band's breakup had been a strained one, wrote, "The last few days have been very difficult and painful. At this time, I need more time to process my feelings." He later added, "Everybody is going through their own strife with this. Pray for Jerry Abbott." That's the father of he and Daryl. "No man should have to bury two incredible sons in one lifetime." Ex-Pantera singer Philip Anselmo posted a picture of a lit candle in the dark, but has not issued any public comment. And Hell Yeah guitarist Tom Maxwell wrote, "Just so broken-hearted and in shock. I'm struggling to write this, but we all want to thank you for your kind words and support in this tragic time." Other musicians issuing comments and tributes include members of Metallica, Avenged Sevenfold, Guns N' Roses, Van Halen, Hailstorm, Foo Fighters, and many others. So we'll probably be finding out details over the next few weeks into what led to his death. But sad, sad news. This is odd. This is strange. Dean DeLeo, guitarist for Stone Temple Pilots, is headed for divorce, and his wife claims he's an abusive, drunken mess who makes her fear for the lives of her and their daughter. According to the legal documents, Jen DeLeo filed for divorce a couple of weeks ago, just days after he apparently had made threats to her, she said, admitted that he was cheating and told her to get out of the house, and did it in front of their six-year-old daughter, June. Jen claims Dean's scary behavior started in 2012, shortly after they were married, and she gave birth to June. She says he started abusing alcohol and drugs and once took their baby into the ocean while he was completely inebriated, nearly letting her drown. According to the documents, Jen said Dean physically assaulted her months later after another drinking binge when she found him in the garage, passed out with the car running and the garage door closed. She claims when she woke him up, he got angry, vomited, and then threw her around and almost killed her. She says he's attempted to strangle her several times over the years. Jen also accuses Dean of abusing his son from a previous marriage and telling her that he could have his that he could have his ex-wife killed, which makes her constantly live in fear. Jen claims Dean's temper is so out of control, she and June always walk on eggshells, and she says he's threatened suicide if she leaves him, saying that she'll find him hanging like their personal friend Chester Bennington.
Oh, God.
This is according to her. So Dean allegedly assaulted Jen once again before Thanksgiving 2017 when she confronted him about his extramarital affairs. Jen says that she was going to press charges but changed her mind to avoid ruining the holidays, and now she wishes she had. TMZ reached out to Dean, but no word back from him so far on that. So
that is, you know, because there's a long-standing relationship with the DeLeo brothers and the station. So it's disheartening to hear this. But it's just her. We don't know what he has to say.
I don't know either. So maybe we'll see if there's a statement coming back. I had mentioned Pearl Jam and Eddie being okay. In fact, Eddie Vedder's wife, Jill, wore a jacket at a Pearl Jam show in Milan on Friday, on which the message read, "Yes, we care. Why don't you?" was written. It's clearly in response to Melania Trump wearing a jacket with the words, "I really don't care. Do you?" on the back as she went to visit immigrant children who had been separated from their parents under her husband's policy. The show was also Pearl Jam's first since Eddie had taken a few days off to rest his voice. Nick, do you know if they have any others lined up the next few days?
Any more dates?
Yeah.
Yeah, the European tour continues, yeah.
All right. So they will continue, and we'll see how Eddie's voice holds up. Guns N' Roses have released an acoustic version of Move to the City, a song that first appeared in its original form on the 1986 Live Like a Suicide EP. The track is one of two outtakes from the sessions from the band's 1987 debut, Appetite for Destruction, included on the Super Deluxe reissue of the album coming out this Friday. The other, Shadow of Your Love, was released several weeks ago. Rage Against the Machine, Prophets of Rage guitarist Tom Morello revealed that he fractured his hand this past Thursday and underwent surgery for it this
week. What happened?
Don't know.
We had a big discussion about punching things.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that had happened or not. He shared a gruesome picture of the steel rod inserted into his hand, but expects to be back on stage with Prophets of Rage this Thursday in Stockholm. And one last story. System of a Down singer Serge Tankian has revealed in an official newsletter sent to fans that he has roughly five songs that he originally wrote for the band, which he now plans to rework and release either on a solo EP, or as part of a film soundtrack.
I have five songs.
Oh, although the members of System of a Down have reportedly written some 15 new songs over the past few years, the band seems unable, for reasons that are not clear, to get into a studio and record a new album for the first time since 2005.
Serge impressed me as an intense sort of guy.
Yeah. Never really have seen any interviews with him or anything, but it's intense music, that's for sure. All right, and let's give away our last $50 gift card to Wawa. Welcome America is 7 days of free family fun, bringing people together from across the region, celebrating our nation's history, and, of course, Wawa, the sponsors. Don't forget, Hoagie Day is on Thursday. I'll take caller 10 at 215-263-WMMR, but don't forget, 7 tons of ingredients are on board for Wawa's Hoagie Day, and it's on Thursday, Independence Mall. Come down at lunch, grab your free hoagie, have a good time. Case, you're going to be there as well,
yes,
right?
Yes, I will.
All right, so we'll be at the event. Would love to see you there, too. And there's the USO show troop that'll be there, the hoagie building competition, all kinds of good stuff. So it'll be fun. Caller 10, you get that 215-263-WMMR, the $50 gift card. We'll take a break, come back in a second. Letter of the day for the Word of the Week prize and more when we return.
Fighters.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Royal Blood.
I only lie when I love you.
Nathaniel Rateliff in the Night Sweats. Tom Kiefer featuring Lizzie Hale.
New music. More of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
So thank you today to Wawa CEO Chris Geisens, who came
by.
As you said, the Wawa Welcome America celebration is beginning. So thank you very much, guys. And Chris, it's great to see you. We love you. Mark Summers came on.
Yay!
Double Dare debuts tonight on Nickelodeon. Thank you very much. And the MMR MVP award goes to Marissa Magnata. Who filled in as Kathy and Casey were out for Busco versus Delco. She didn't want to admit it. She had a really, really, really nasty headache today. And
so I came in at like 4:40 this morning, and she was here already working away, but not looking good.
Yep.
And it looked almost like, you know, it was 50-50 whether we'd be able to pull it off today, but we hunkered down and did it.
We wouldn't have been able to do it, case we would have had to have canceled it.
Yeah.
If we didn't have Marissa to follow up, because I need assistance while we are doing the show, and Marissa is the one who's done it the most. So, but anyhow, it worked out. And Nick, thank you for handling the traffic duties.
Yeah, he sounded good. I got to hear one of his reports.
He did a solid job.
Thank you.
And thank you to our two fierce warriors, our competitors on day number one, Kathy and Casey and Buxco versus Delco, as they went at it in the Operation Evac, the first contest.
Hey, and thanks to the Aramark driver that gave me directions after he saw us in the vehicle. We pulled up a second time to him, and he had turned the station on. So,
well, you know, we were wondering, too, because at the beginning of it, you were both in enemy territory. And we were wondering, if you were to pull off and ask for directions, what would be the odds that the person who was giving you directions would be interested in sabotaging you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Give you incorrect directions.
No, he was actually really nice and helped us out. And also, I wanted to thank Visit Bucks County. They sent me a care package and said good luck this week.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Is that Plugola?
No.
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 Where'd you get that basket?
That's right. Maybe Paxton Hollow will give you a free round over there, Casey boy, for all that we did today for them. But that was just, this is just day number one, competition number one. We wanted to get you guys outside of the studio and make it physical. Tomorrow's going to be more of a mental and a kind of a chemistry competition that we have set up.
Right, but not in the classic sense of mixing chemicals together with Bunsen burners. We're talking, you're both going to be naked.
No. We have to make out with our partner.
Meaning how you work, if you work well with others.
Yes.
Not. So you guys
and your penmanship is Wednesday.
You guys are, you guys are each bringing in a friend tomorrow morning for Bucksco versus Delco. You forgot about that?
I forgot about that. Does we're good.
Does the other person know?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I just forgot.
All right. So that will be tomorrow morning, and we'll do that portion of it in the 8 o'clock hour. So we'll see how well they do. So far, up on the leaderboard, Kathy, 200 to nothing.
Day one.
It's a point total, and by the end of the week, we have to find a way to have a clear-cut winner, and it's going to be by points, and it's going to be an aggregate system. It's going to go through the morning, they're going to through the week, they're going to add up, and then on the final day, we'll see who is our winner by point total. So tomorrow morning, chance for Casey to get back, get a little bit of momentum going.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if it happens. Okay, and you'll be a part of it. You can join us.
Many days left. Many days left.
All right, we need to do the letter of the day, so let's go ahead and fire that
up. Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
And the Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter.
H is in hooray.
All right.
Dear God.
All right.
That was unbelievable, sir.
Letter H, and we have a four-pack of floor seats for the WWE Live SummerSlam Heatwave Tour at Wells Fargo Center on Friday, July 6th, plus four WWE prize packs. You can see Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Nia Jax, Matt Hardy, and the Philly debut of Ronda Rousey.
Wow.
Tickets are starting at just $20 at WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com. Oh, my God. I hope we get her in here.
Would that not be awesome?
I love her.
I love her, too.
I love her so much. Let's see if we can make that happen. Okay. How are you?
Excellent.
Excellent, man.
Nice. Did you see the precision with which he ran in and hit the letter of the day?
He nailed it.
It was unbelievable.
That's the way I live.
Yeah, man. On the edge, but...
No.
On the tip of the spear, edge of the knife.
No sphere.
Spear. What the hell's going on there? Are you about to explode? Okay.
Okay.
You're like the Manchurian candidate over there.
All right.
Do you get audio or something over the weekend? What's with the backpack there?
That's my man purse.
Oh, yeah.
My whatever you call these.
You
things,
like Kwai Cheng Kane. You keep your herbs and medicine in there.
A friend of mine, because I tend to lose things regularly. Cell phones, keys, wallets, glasses. She said, I want you to go get a bag and put all of that in one bag. It's a bit bulky lugging it around, but it's better than the Postal Service just mailed me a check that I mailed to the IRS that I left on the sidewalk. I kid you not.
Oh, my God.
I just got it this morning.
Only you, man.
And it goes... Pierre, this is Bill. I think this belongs to you. Well, perhaps to the U.S. government. And I'm going, where did that check go? And apparently it was out in front of the post office.
Don't break your phone there.
Well.
Is that what's banging
he's
on the...
Pounding I was banging on the, yes, careful, I was dude. Talking. No, I've got this protective case.
All right, but don't do that.
Why put it to the test?
Yeah. Because, and then one day I couldn't find my phone. I went back from the gymnasium to the place that I was going and back and forth and back and forth. And I couldn't find it and I couldn't find it. I kept going back. And then it turned out it was on the roof.
Wow. Listen, I'd love to hear all about it.
Wait, there's more.
Well, we have the Cora charity golf outing that we have to get to.
It's got a charity event to go to.
It's always sunny in Philadelphia.
So what's coming up on the show today?
Sorry. We'll have workforce blocks of the Killers. Brandon Flowers' birthday was recently. And we'll have a block of the Grateful Dead. One of their people were recently. And
and
we'll have a block of Tool. So we'll all over the musical map will be. And we'll have an archive selection from Brother Kane, which is really cool, from the Hard Rock in 1990-something.
All righty. Pretty good stuff.
Had to get the paper close to your face, sir.
No, I'm a paper sniffer.
Ah, she's a paper sniffer.
Yeah, I can.
That was a derogatory term.
of the President Steve Show, brought to you today by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm sorry, guys. We got to go.
Yeah. Yes, guys.
The official coffee of the President Steve
play.
Show. President Steve Show runs on Dunkin'. Also brought to you by Acme, the official supermarket of the President Steve Show. And Winter Airport Parking, the 2017 Reader's Choice Award winner from the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk to Ed Rendell, recently diagnosed, or not recently diagnosed, but recently shared. He has Parkinson's disease.
Yes.
But he seems to be doing well, so we'll talk to him. Tomorrow, the return, day two, Bucksco versus Delco. It says on my sheet here, Delco Redemption.
Oh. Delco Redemption.
We'll see if that takes place. That is it. We are done. Rage on. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow, gang. Bye-bye.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Hey, everybody. It's good to have you on
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
Well, I hope you guys are happy. I was grocery shopping and Easy Lover came on the radio, and all I can think of was Bucksco versus Delco. Who will win? Who will be defeated? Oh my God.
Next message.
You guys never realize it is. It's just the little things in life. Like me driving on State Road, and I happen to see an 80-year-old guy with a huge beard riding a pink banana seat bike. It's just gifts from God, man. Just things that make you laugh. It's great.
Next message.
To my psycho neighbor, stop telling me how much money you make and then asking me for cigarettes, you patronizing
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.